Everybody, well, welcome to the meeting. Can't believe it's August. I was like, I watched it with my niece's birthday yesterday and I was like, holy cow. Is everybody enjoying the rain? Man, it's cool, huh? Anyway, I want to welcome y'all. We have a quorum. Elizabeth is on Zoom tonight and Steve is excused. We will address that later on with Steve. But right now, let's say the Pledge of Allegiance and begin the meeting.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay. We're going to approve the agenda. Take a look at the agenda. I would like to move number 13, the town council vacant seat, up to right after the minutes. And the reason that I want to do that is because
it's important.
Yeah, well, it is important. And it's the vacancy of Steve's seat. So I figure that if we put that up there, it's important enough to take care of early in the meeting. So other than that, does anybody see anything that with the agenda? If not, I'll
make a motion. Okay. We approve the agenda as presented.
With the one?
With the change, putting the number 13 right after number 4.
Okay.
I'll second
it. All right. All in favor?
Gladys, yes.
Jim, yes.
Judy, yes.
I'm going to work.
Elizabeth,
yes.
Thank you. All right. Now that we have the agenda approved, if anybody has a conflict of interest with any of the items on the agenda, now is the time to declare it and recuse yourself. So I am going to go one at a time. Elizabeth? Yes or no?
I do not have any known conflict of interest. If that changes during the meeting, I'll let you know.
Okay. Jim?
Same.
What is
same?
Okay. And Judy, same. All right. Now we are going to approve the March, April, and May minutes. Well, we don't have May. Just the computer has been... She's had a lot of issues. So March and April, have you had a chance to look over the March minutes, everyone? Yeah. I did too. There was one question I had, and it was on page 6, and it had to do with, and I don't have a copy of them here in front of me. Do you, Jeff?
I don't have the copy. I have it there.
Anyway, it was, okay, go to page 6. And it was a little bit confusing, and I don't know if it was the way that I put it in the door. March 29th. There we go. Page 6. There was back. Oh, there was on mine. So for that one. Okay, let's keep going back. Okay. Oh, you know what? I think it's in April because I read them backwards. Okay. it was in April. So let's approve March. I didn't find anything on March.
Okay, I'll make a motion to approve the March minutes as presented.
I'll second it.
Okay, all in favor?
Gladys, yes.
Jim, yes.
Judy, yes. Elizabeth?
Sorry, I was on mute. Yes, Elizabeth, yes.
Okay, now the April trunks.
There is 6.
Yeah, right where it says, Council Member Catmull stated the subdivision road had gotten hammered this winter and they were going to need to figure out something for that, and that in, and then it says, and that in Lower Boulder they had flattened the corner. And then he stated Bradley Bess had to told him to get a hold of him regarding the dump so they could start removing stuff from there. But
flattened the corner.
Yeah, I don't understand what that is. So I think we may need to go over that and take a look at that. Because that's what confused me. Mm-hmm. I was reading that. And it didn't end. And I'm wondering if it's the way that she heard it on the recording. So
okay. For me, so maybe don't prove it until
we'll
over that exact.
Okay. But that was I didn't understand it. So all right. So then next month, we'll have to catch up. We've got to get these minutes caught up. So we will be diligent about doing that next month. All right. The town council's vacant seat. Utah state code says that as soon as a member of the municipality moves out of the district that they're representing, that we have to advertise and fill that spot again. And we got some information. Jess had talked to Camille Moore when this happened with Steve. We were hoping because of the elections and everything that we could make it work. And she, Camille, told Jess that that would work. But according to the state statute, we have to replace Steve. So Jess will advertise. And then next month, we'll bring in who's ever interested, and we'll go into a executive meeting.
And it'll just be from September to December.
Yeah, from September through December. Yeah.
Okay, so maybe clarify. Okay, you'll put the advertisement out. Anyone who is interested in filling that vacancy needs to let you know.
Uh-huh.
Are they going to, do you want them to submit a resume or anything, or do you want them to just come and interview them in the town board meeting?
Yeah, I think if I remember correctly, I think we had a form that I filled out for that.
Okay, I can look.
But one way or another, we'll take care of it and make sure that it's advertised.
So do you want, like I say, though, do we want to hope on having them present something at the meeting? Sending a written whatever? Or
yes.
I suggest that we have a letter of intention submitted to
or leave your burrito out or put it in the fridge.
Mute somebody.
But
Okay, so I was saying, sorry. My suggestion would be that any interested candidate put a letter of interest to submit it to Jessica, and we determine a date that it needs to be submitted by, and that they come to the meeting prepared to answer questions that anyone on the town council has before we go into our executive session, but that we should have a letter of interest from each candidate prior, and they can make it that as formal or informal as they choose.
Okay, thanks. Very good.
When should I say that they need it in by?
I would say the week before our next
meeting. Yeah, that sounds good. Right.
So the next meeting will be September 7th. So we can make it August 31st. You can say, because Thursday is August 31st or Friday the 1st.
Let's put it August 31st.
I think those dates are fine. I do know in the past it had always been the Monday before meetings. I don't know if it matters, but just for people to know.
Will that be?
I'm okay with a week before. I think that it shows people are planning ahead and prepared.
What day is Labor Day?
It is a holiday.
Yeah, the 4th. So then, yeah, let's say the 31st or the 1st for sure.
We can get the 1st, but that's closer to the other.
Yeah, either way.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. We can say Friday the 1st.
Do we need a motion for this?
Yes, Elizabeth, why don't you make a motion?
I make a motion that we advertise for the vacant position that Steve Johnson has vacated due to moving out of town. that we advertise for it as soon as possible. So if possible tomorrow, and by the latest, maybe Monday, and any interested applicants in the town of Boulder that qualify to hold office, submit a letter of interest no later than the end of the business day on September 1st, and they attend our next regular meeting prepared to answer questions from the town council.
I will second that.
Okay, all in favor?
Gladys, yes.
Jim, yes.
Judy, yes.
Austin's applicants or something.
Elizabeth?
Elizabeth, yes. Sorry, I was trying to mute someone. Can't do two things at once, that's for sure.
I will make sure to write what qualifies you for a candidate. So I will put that in the, I'll post it physically and then I'll put it work.
Okay. Jess and I have been discussing how to move this meeting along, and we're sticking to Robert's rules. So that's one thing we've decided to do. So we are not putting public comments before the meeting, and we are not taking public comments during the meeting as we conduct business. We will have public comments at the end. We're trying to move along the best that we can and get business done, so. All right, department reports are next. Elizabeth?
Sure, I can go. Let's see, I'll start with Planning Commission. The Planning Commission had its second community attainable housing forum on July 15th, and they had over 30 people present at the town hall in the community center, with participants also on Zoom. I'm reading an old one, sorry. I apologize. Okay, I'm gonna try my best based on my memory, but I printed the wrong update from Tina. I printed the July one as I'm reading it. Let's see, Tina's on. So Tina, if you wouldn't mind unmuting yourself and helping, but I know that the Planning Commission has a public hearing coming up. They have three different drafts of ordinances that they're revising. The first one is based on mistakes that were found within, that is kind of a housekeeping thing. They also are addressing the average acreage, as well as there's one more.
Duplex.
Yep, the duplex. Thank you. Let's see, they have had everything out. Their packets were out 2 weeks ahead of time. And I think that's the bulk of their business. And Tina, will you add anything? And I apologize that I printed the wrong one.
No worries. I think that's pretty much it. Thank you.
Yeah. Hopefully this is not an indication of this whole meeting with me being up in Salt Lake and walking out the door with lots of notes that I had thought I packed. Let's see, the next thing, library. The library continues to be open on Wednesdays and Saturdays from 11 to 1. Let's see, the next thing, the Boulder Arts Council, they have a second pottery workshop coming up September 5th through the 9th. They also have Cliff Notes Writing Conference coming up September 28th through October 1st. Both of which are open to the public. You just have to sign up and you can get more information on their website. The exhibit, if anyone noticed, that is there in the building that's out in the community gallery. This is one of the two traveling exhibits from the Utah Division of Arts and Museums. And the town pays for one and the Arts Council pays for the second one every year. And this one is the Topaz exhibit, which is the stories about the internment camps. So there's a lot to look at there. Let's see. One of the things I wanted to report on, and Judy brought it up, that we have adapted the Robert's rules. At our last meeting, we made a motion that everyone on the Planning Commission and Town Council is required to do the training using the Jurassic Parliament resource. And the one specific was the what was it called? The Understanding Robert's Rules. Since we had decided that, although we had given a motion that it would be done by today, when I spoke with Judy and Jessica on, I think that was just Tuesday of this week, they asked me to reach out to Anne, I can't think of her last name, maybe McFarlane, who runs the Jurassic Parliament. Recently, just after our last meeting, before the next planning commission meeting or right around that same week, John Verant, Tina Carlson, and I had all attended the great planning commission meetings that she put on. And so I wrote her an email in response and asked, instead of us each signing up for a self-paced course, if she was able to plan a Zoom course that was a training course that both that covered not only the Understanding Robert's Rules, but also some key takeaways from the Great Town Council or the Great Planning Commission meetings, as well as get what you want using motions. And so I had only contacted her on Tuesday. She did get back to me this afternoon, this evening, right before the meeting or a couple hours ago. She is available and she priced it out. The suggested date, she wasn't available, but with that, she is available. And so I'd like to see if we can make it so Jessica, Judy, and myself can move forward with planning that while working with Peg and Tina from the Planning Commission and picking a time. She recommended a 3-hour training that was a live Zoom. We would pay, I want to say, I think it was, let me see if I can even find it, but it was 20 people for a set price, and then the next 20 each one is charged for. And so if we made it open to the public, we would need to decide that and maybe have people sign up ahead of time, and it would be the first however many people go. But because we have to follow open public meeting laws, we need to do a little bit of research, because there's also some exceptions when it is a training. But our intention was, the more people in town that are trained in this, the better our town governments would work and everyone would be supportive of each other to accomplish that. And so, and her reasoning, she said she can get all the basics in a 2-hour. The 3-hour was recommended so that there's time to break off into small groups and practice what we're learning with her coaching us. So there is that I said I would get back to. I am over the, now one of my departments is the park committee. I believe they had a meeting between our last meeting and this one, although I heard about it through Jimmy and some other people afterwards. So, one of the things that's later on the agenda is talking about back in the fall, Steve had brought to the town council that we needed to come up with a charter, you know, that outlined what are the roles and responsibilities of the park committee, as well as doing a, what do you call them? Resolution for that. And so that's on the agenda later. So we'll talk about the park committee then. And I think that was all of my department reports. I think the only thing I would add, I know, I really want to support Judy's statement in the beginning that we're going to follow Robert's rules and that public comments are only during public comment period, and not during discussions unless it's somebody that is on the agenda as a informational source. But with that, I would like to suggest, I know it came off of the meeting this month, but even following Robert's rules, you can put public comments twice. And I think it's important to have public comments at the beginning of the meeting as well at the end. So if the public has something that is, you know, a short statement or that is relevant to things that are on our agenda, that we as a commission have an opportunity to hear them before we go into our discussion. One, to hear from people, but two, to prevent people from us having to reach out to the audience at that point.
Okay.
Jim? All right, so still working on getting the speed bump replaced. It's a bigger pain in the butt than we realized. There's a new signpost over there for the new sign, Elizabeth. I just got to get Corey to put the sign up on it. The crosswalks, I don't think we should repaint the crosswalks until South Central is done with the fiber optic stuff, because they're just going to rip everything completely up on there. So the dump, all the metal's still up there. I don't know what's going on with Bradley. I didn't get a chance to call him. The county came up, got all of the mattresses, couches, the mound of fabric that we had up there. So, and then I was talking to Corey, the generator went out for the firehouse. And so he's looking at either wanting to get another one or two right now. So that's something we need to put on for, actually talk about for it. So we didn't have any calls for fire department or EMT. So slow month.
Before you vote, Jimmy, can I ask just a question? For keeping on our radar as we move into the fall, can we get together with the county and or locals and figure out some recruiting strategy to try to see if we can get some EMTs certified?
No problem.
Okay. Good idea.
Cemeteries, so we're keen on getting plots platted and so forth. And I'll also check to make sure all the water we've had hasn't been any damage up there. Travel Council, I think they're trying to get together to work on expectations of probably for might have with Eclipse Day in October. And start out the building. Everything's okay.
Okay.
Other than the AC.
Oh, I thought we got it worked.
No, we talked about it and he still hasn't been
open. Oh, okay.
Right, because well, they're always. So okay. We're just waiting for him. It's only nice and cool in this room because it's only like 65 degrees outside.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Good thing. The only thing I have at the county, we approved the CUP in the Hercules subdivision. Somebody built a home in there, which is amazing. It's between two junkyards or two bunches of stuff. So I hope they have luck renting it, but we approved it. It's a nice home. So the tree board has a working meeting. And do you know what day that is, the working meeting? They're not having a regular meeting. I thought it was Saturday, and I could be wrong. I tried finding my email, and I couldn't.
Tuesday the 8th.
Tuesday the 8th? Oh, all right. Thank you. Okay, good. And that's basically all I have. April?
I have no report. Elizabeth updated me on today.
Okay.
Judy?
It's Steve.
Judy, can I give an update on the 9/11 day of service?
Yes,
and then I'll be quiet.
Okay, that'll be great.
We got some input from the church. They suggested for potential projects the irrigation ditches, and they didn't go into any detail as to what needed to be done. They also brought up the three widows who might need some help, Mary Behenin, Judy Davis, and Connie Reed. So those are things that you could consider. Now, on the 9th, when the actual day of service, the work will be performed. The work is to be done between 7 and noon. There will be T-shirts provided. And a lunch will be provided, hot dogs and hamburgers at the pavilion at noon. And last thing, Karen Munson would like a contact person, a point person who would kind of be heading this up that she can work with. So if sometime you could identify someone that she could work with, you can pass that on to Karen, or you can let me know and I can pass it on to her. That's all I have.
Thank you, Steve.
And I can follow up a little bit on that because I actually, Bishop Beard and Shauna Beard reached out to me, and I was the one that suggested the irrigation ditches. They asked if I could think of any project that they could present that could benefit the entire community. And I said that I know coming into a fire season, as well as the water levels go lower. I mean, this was also before all this rain, which will always take, that I thought it could be a nice community project because it's something that we could have somebody map it out ahead of time of the areas that need to be cleared and maintained and just kind of clean them up so that way the water can flow and that it's also not a fire danger. And the second suggestion was asking Judith Guile and the fire council if there were projects that they had that as a community we could come together and do. And I did say that I wasn't really available to be the point person or the planning for that. And Steve, thanks for bringing it all up because I actually forgot since it wasn't really a department, but they did reach out earlier in the week with me. And it's just because of the start of the school year, it's not the best time for me. And it doesn't necessarily have to be someone on town council, but we did say that we would support this and getting the entire community together. And it was just ideas that I had. It's not that we need to stick to that, but I thought cleaning up the irrigation ditches would be something that lots of people could help with and is needed.
Okay. Does there happen to be anybody in this room that would like to volunteer for that, be the point person for the 9/11 project? Okay.
I told Steve and
Steve, do you have?
I would be if there was no one else who needed to be. Good job, Jeff. Thank you.
Okay, so do you have...
Who volunteered just because I couldn't see or hear?
Jeff Sanders.
Thank you.
Who are you going here? Is Karen?
It's Karen Monson.
I believe that it's the Beards and Karen Monson working together, Jeff, if you want to contact them directly. And if you need their contact, I can pass it on to you.
Awesome.
Thank you.
All right. Next on our agenda
is
Did I forget? Do what?
Yes.
Clerk report.
Oh, Jeff. I was sorry.
Oh, you're rude.
I know.
I don't think I got it.
Okay, very
Other
good.
Than that, I still
Is it an appropriate time to thank Steve for his service?
Yes.
Oh, yeah. I sent him a nice text. And yes, Steve, we really appreciate you. I tried calling him yesterday. He's a busy, busy guy now. So, but we appreciate everything that you've done. And it's been an honor serving with you on the town council. Thank you so much. And we wish you and your wife the best in that new town. And so thank you so much.
Well, thank you. It was a privilege serving with such wonderful people. And maybe we'll drop in on a town council meeting sometime down the road.
But you're more than welcome.
Thank you.
Now you're talking about Steve. Remember you moved that up the town council seat?
Yeah, no. Next. Now we're on the Independence Day. We took care of Steve up there.
No, wait, you have to go actually through. Did you actually say that the seat was available?
Yeah. Yeah.
Officially, yes. Thank you. Okay. Yes.
All right. So the Independence Day Committee presentation with Jeff Sanders, if you'll come up to the microphone, appreciate it. It's right on the end here.
Right here?
Yeah,
uh-huh.
You just push the button.
Yeah,
so
push
it's green.
The button. And
I feel like I'm at one of those fancy dinners where everybody else is far into the table. Yeah. Push mic on.
Yeah. And then pull that microphone down. So that's the one thing I noticed in the Planning Commission meeting. People aren't speaking into the... I can hear everybody on Zoom, but hard to hear them.
Does that work?
Yeah. Sounds good.
Okay.
So
this is all of our documentation. This is the written. There's one of these in there.
Thank you.
There's the extra.
All right. Okay, so I'm Jeff Sanders, and I was I held the role of the chairperson for the Independence Day Celebration Committee. And so this is the report for me. So on the committee, we had Jennifer Bach, we had Chris Bigler, Annette Brems, Vicki Capnell, Stacey Davis, Susan Heaton, Steve Johnson, myself, and Barbara Van Cliff. And then during the day of the event, or the 2 days setting up and everything, we probably had about 40 volunteers. Okay. We convened on May 25th of this year, and so we had a very short time to do it, so we just had to work very focused in our committees and get the job done as quickly as we can. We simply got to assign everybody their task. They came in, they gave a report, we discussed their report, we figured out their actions, and then they moved forward. Okay. We were set up with some task groups in already in place. As we went through, we decided there were a few more that we needed to add, so we did. But the task groups that we found that worked for us were promotions and advertising, site management, decorations, the parade, activities and games, the Independence Day program, the picnic dinner, talent show, and entertainment. And those seem to work really well for our progress. During the event, or in the preceding month of it, what happened was Chris and Stacy were in charge of the promotions, Chris Bickler and Stacy Davis, they were in charge of promotions. They were very creative thinkers, and they found ways to get the word out pretty effectively. And we felt that we brought a sizable number of people to the event. Susan Heaton was in charge of the parade, and of course, she's a pretty organized person. And she worked with, you know, Chris and Stacy to cross promote to get people to the parade. And so we had a pretty sizable turnout for the parade, and she made it run extremely smooth. Jennifer Bach took over. This was one of the roles that we decided would be an additional role in, from what we were originally given. Jennifer Bach did site management, and where she had the great skill of being an organized person. And so she kept everything on task. She has an eye for the detail. So she kept us working properly. Another task that we decided on was decorations. That wasn't assigned in the original assignment. And it worked really well to have someone dedicated to that. And that was taken on by the Bigelow family. And, you know, they're decor oriented. So they did a good job at that. Annette and Barbara took on three tasks. They were in charge of the program, they were in charge of the talent show, and they were in charge of the entertainment. And of course, they're so connected that that was easy for them. Anytime in a meeting, somebody needed to know a phone number, they pulled out their phone and, oh, I have that right here. So they did that job quite well. Raymond did the Star Spangled Banner for us. Gladys did a wonderful talk on the keynote address, focused on the topic that Chris came up with, is We're Better Together. We did have some challenges with the presentation of the colors and the Pledge of Allegiance. There was a communication gap that didn't fall, that we missed that, but we'll work on that for next year. I was in charge of the games, and I kind of worked a lot with the kids at the school, and that was just a fun activity for me to be in charge of. And it gave me a little bit lighter role than everything else that I was doing. The picnic dinner was run by Vicki and Jill and Jimmy, and in my mind, they took on the toughest of the tasks. And so the dinner was quite tasty, and the strength of that dinner was that it is in its simplicity. It was simple and easy to put together, but it was very satisfying. They also worked with Jill to reduce the food budget, which is what allowed us to keep this project within the budget that we had. And so they brought that down significantly, which really helped us out. We did have a slight cooking challenge, but everybody rose up to fix that, and we got everybody fed. And so I think everybody went away from the meal quite happy. Annette and Barbara, of course, again, they took over the talent show, and they organized that quite well, and it ran extremely smooth. And so it was kind of nice to see that happen. They had good quantity and quality of acts. And fortunately, because we were in a short time frame, the quantity wasn't too much that we flooded over into other activities tonight. And then the other activities, of course, was Patrick Brady. And of course, he's always a good show. And I was watching, and there were people on the dance floor all night long. So I kind of sense with all that we put into this, the money was well spent, and the community really had a good time and a good celebration together. The final factor was the weather, and it wasn't that hot, so that made it a little bit easier to deal with. Some of the considerations that we came up with as we were wrapping up for the year, we had some minor challenges that I put into that report for you that you can look through in detail. But the bigger challenge is, one of the biggest things that we contemplated was, when's the best day of the week to put this on? I'm conflicted. It's a challenge. I know that there are many people that come down here on the weekend to be a family event on the weekend, and they can't get away during the week. But then having it off of the 4th of July also feels kind of a conflict. So I think there should be some real intention put into that discussion for the future, and decide, you know, what is really critical to us. Maybe the families can make it down, or maybe we find that it's not important as to celebrate on the actual 4th. But that's a critical consideration that we thought to be considered for the future. We all felt that the time frame that we had to put this together, though it was adequate and we did it, it's possible, it wasn't the best. And so it'd be ideal to convene this committee much earlier, probably at least by January, where the interesting thing about this committee is that most of the work is easy to do in the last month, but there are many tasks that need to be done in advance. And if we don't have that lead time, then we might miss opportunities. The big opportunity that we were fortunate on this time is Patrick Rigg was available. Otherwise, we might not have had a band, or it would have been a DJ, or just somebody playing off of their phone. the last concern that, I wouldn't say a concern, but an opportunity for us, is that we had discussions in the committee about the nostalgia of having the ice cream social and the talent show on one night, and then the event, the celebration on the second night. And we want to see if there's a way to bring those back together and make those a two-day event for us, because it just really does amp up the joy of that weekend, or that time frame for us. Okay. So those are the big things. Financially, as I said, we made budget, which was exciting.
Good.
Nobody knew until the last minute. And so, you know, the town put in money, Boulder Mountain Lodge put in money for the talent show. Well, that's always nice to have. And then the donations of the event were significant. Almost over $900 was given to support the event that day, just from the dinner event. So we had $4,369.31 to spend. We spent $3,695.04. We had a surplus of $404.26. We had in-kind donations that are estimated at about $158, where people were donating this, that, and the other at the last minute. We need this, we need that. And they said, just here, take it. And so that's all detailed in that report there for you, okay? As I said earlier, the big savings came in the food. We found ways to save money in terms of the condiments, and Jill offered to cook the potato salad and the pasta salad here in town. And I think that saved us significantly on buying pre-purchased product.
And the veggie burgers.
Oh yes, she made the veggie burgers. I forgot about that. Yes. And homemade veggie burgers is pretty amazing, but Jill has the skill. She's just amazing like that. She just, I can do that. So, okay. So in conclusion, you know, the primary challenge is giving the people that are going to organize this the time to organize it, much more time. We've got to be able to do that. There, you may also consider we had folks that were organizing this in the past, and it may be beneficial to bring them back into the mix and have the town work with other organizations in town that have the ability to do this and also the ability to raise money that might reduce the budget cost to the town. Okay. You know, the Independence Day celebration is the primary event for us to get together as a community and celebrate and have a festivity. And so it's important that we focus on this and make it happen properly. I think it's important that we make sure that we always respect this event as a critical community event and respect those volunteers that give their time to organize the event, and the volunteers are doing their best for the community to benefit this community. Yeah. That's what I have on that. It was a joy actually to work with this group, because you don't always have a team that comes together that is fully skilled to do the task. And you know, it was, you just sat back and watched it happen and just brought up some topics every once in a while as a question. It was quite pleasant to be on that committee. So any questions you guys have, I'll.
No, I just want to tell you guys did an amazing job.
Yes, thank you.
In that short amount of time, it was amazing. And it was a fun, fun event. You did a really, really good job. And coming together with that food, that was awesome.
Yeah.
Everybody. And to me, that teamwork makes everything, mm-hmm. you know. So that's awesome. Thank you so much to everyone that helped, all the volunteers and everything. Every one of us are, you know, appreciative of that. So,
you know,
I'm especially appreciative of this. Thanks, Jeff.
There's so much documentation there that you will be able to use for the future.
I love it. Thank you.
You know, the thing that struck me, which is something that is really important in community, is that, well, I'll give you the emotional side if we have a moment. Anna and I met right up there on the 4th of July in 2002. And so that's why this event is such an important thing for me. And I love to see it happen. We got married in 2005 at the church. And when your mind is focused on the emotional side of the world, and there's so many things that need to get done, and instantly they get done, because that's the way the town works as a community, is pretty powerful. And that was the thought that came into this committee from the very beginning, was it will just happen because that's the way we know how to make it work. And so when we allow the community to work properly, it does a good job. And this is a good example of that.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you, Jen.
Okay, next is the Park Committee Charter and discussion. And Elizabeth, I want you to give us an overview of this.
You might need a minute.
Oh,
got me crying over here. Well, thanks, Jeff, and everyone that was on that committee. And I think it's an excellent segue into both this and the next topic, right? Our town is run on volunteers, the town council, the planning commission, the board of adjustments. Everything we have and do is because of volunteers. And so this is a really excellent example. And the Jeff created the committee charter for the 4th of July, and we use that as a template to create these next two, and we can keep using them and to recognize that we really are stronger together and that this town has more in common than we than different, that we're all here and we want to support this town. And the more we can work together and divide out tasks and have groups that are advisory boards and task oriented, right? And this park committee charter is a combination of both an advisory board and a task committee, right? And there are going to be different committees that come forward in the town that are task oriented, and therefore they don't need to have all of their meetings and everything as a public thing. The ones that are doing it as an advisory board, because they're providing, they're collecting all the information to give to either the planning commission or the town council. So we, as the elected and appointed officials, can make informed decisions that support the town and are we're acting in the town's best interest, and we are the voice for the people that we're representing. So this Boulder Town Committee Charter, the one that is up right now, is the Boulder Town Park Committee. The history of it was sometime in the fall, and if anyone knows the exact date, please feel free, but I can't remember. It was October, November. Sometime the Park Committee had a bunch of changeover, and there was some concern and question of what is our role? What is the role for those that are on it? What is the role for the people that are viewing into it? And it was brought to the town council from Steve Johnson originally as the liaison that we as a town council needed to create guidelines and information for them, which is the committee charter. And then from that, we need to make a resolution that we're adapting that and taking it on as a town. So this is just the first run of it. And at this point, my suggestion would be that we go over this document if people have questions, comments, any strong edits that we want to make at this time. It can be edited and revised and changed as needed. It doesn't, it is not one and done. And all it would be was to make a new resolution that would say that we remove the previous one and we're enacting this new version. And so this is a public document. It is on the town website. Peg looks like she was able to bring it up. I was ready to, Jessica, but Peg is on it. Thanks, Peg. So if you kind of can go through, it kind of starts at the beginning of it, just tells what is the purpose of it, right? What is it? And so this is, the purpose of organizing the committee is providing the Boulder Planning Commission with land use information and the Boulder Town Council with park management information, with which either the Boulder Planning Commission or the Boulder Town Council may make informed decisions regarding the park. And then it goes on and it discusses what type. And again, I said it that there are task or advisory ones. This has a little bit of both, and it's under both the Planning Commission, because sometimes the park is a land use, sometimes it's a management. Anything that's under the Planning Commission, although there are land use body, governing body, they still are under us. So it always would be the umbrella of the town council. Then the membership appointment, it goes through of how are members appointed, how many are in it, how long do they serve a term, what are the qualifications of a member, what are the restrictions, how long are they allowed to be on. And a lot of this is similar format as the planning commissioners, using that as a kind of template, so to speak. It then goes on to if about consecutive terms, if you retire or leave early, whether it's because you choose that you it just isn't for you anymore because something else is going on in your life, or you move. So it kind of goes about that. It talks about rotating members. I'm gonna let Peg keep going. I can also pull it up myself. Then it talks about the Boulder Planning Commission having a liaison as well as the Boulder Town Council. Neither the liaison from, they are open public meetings, and we'll get to that part of the charter later on. But because the people on the town council already have a designated space and time for their voice to be heard, as well as the Planning Commission, so they can't be members of the subcommittees that are advisory. They could on a task committee, but not an advisory committee based on this and some other things. And that is, this is just the suggestion. And the reason is that they do get a voice later. And so instead, they're there to answer questions, help make sure that it's in line and what they're doing is what has been asked or assigned by the Planning Commission or Town Council, or is following and with our own ordinances, the general plan, and so on. It then goes into the committee members' responsibilities and that the minimum they have to have a chairperson and a secretary. It goes on to say that there's five members. And then it's selecting, and it's at the first of the year, so in January, that they're that at minimum they need to hold a quarterly meeting, and so one per season, and that they need to be well established and assigned, so it needs to be consistent. So, for example, it could say the last Wednesday of March, July, September, and December. With that, a special meetings can be called as necessary based on what's going on is business that the park committee deems. They just need to make public notice the same way all other notices are made in this are in our community. They need to establish rules of order. It is recommended that they establish Robert's rules, especially because we're about to do a training, and the more that we're using it as a community, the better and stronger we all will be. It talks about what are their advisory responsibilities, and then, you know, one thing I would say that it's a silly thing, but I know one correction is throughout the whole document, it says park singular and it should be parks plural because it is two different spaces that fall into that, both the town grounds outside and kind of, and so it establishes that. And then it also, it outlines and describes the management responsibilities that the park committee has. One thing that I left out of this, and I know later we're talking about the tree committee ordinance, but we have talked in the past and we need to add in a sentence or so here, is that they're working in collaboration of the tree ordinance. I did receive some feedback from public that some people asked, why don't we combine the two and slowly and have them much larger and slowly, and as people work themselves out, get down to a group of five. So that can be discussed. I don't know if and when we want to do that. Because we have been waiting on this since the fall, I do think that we should establish something as a starting point and keep going and edit it as needed. They have some financial authority. Do we want to give them a budget? I left that blank because I wasn't sure what was feasible, if at this point we even want to have any budget, or if it's something we want to work into when we put up our proposed budget and when we edit the budget in the future. You know, it talks about their reporting responsibilities, that at least annually they need to report. And then also their findings, reports of things that they're doing that's ongoing business. It needs to go through the liaisons, both with the Planning Commission and the Town Council, in their own department reports, just like any other. And then the last document we'll get to at the end, but it is the resolution of this. And so the first thing on the agenda item is just discussing the charter. And the second item that following this is the resolution. So that was kind of, and it was at the end of last meeting when we did upcoming business, I said I would take this on as the new liaison, as it has been something that's been needed. Unfortunately, I did not. It was a turnaround, was pretty quick on this. And so the draft did not get, I mean, it got out into the town council in enough time, but it wasn't made public, or I'm not sure how well it was circulated within the current park committee as well. And so it, just kind of opening it up for discussion at this point, it's just a discussion item.
Okay, so Elizabeth, I've had a couple calls from the park committee, and since, and you've done an amazing job putting this together, and it is a good starting point, but I believe at this point, so that we're not taking a lot of time in this meeting, that you get together with the park committee and you guys can tweak what needs to be done and basically what they were looking for as a resolution between you and them, and then come back and then present it, and then we'll really have somewhere to go with it.
I would recommend that we do it as an open public work meeting. And so it can be their meeting, but as long as we announce it, and if more than one town council member comes, just because I think if we're trying to move it forward, that we should just get input from, especially since I know there were quite a few people that had public comments for this. But as long as the, I think that that's an excellent next step. And I think it's the appropriate one. And if our goal is to have it on the September meeting, both a red line draft so people can see the changes from this to that with all the input from the current park committee and then anyone else in the public that wants to participate in that discussion, as well as having a resolution ready to go for the September meeting.
Okay.
Well, does anyone on the town council at this time have questions or suggestions so I can make sure if you don't attend that, I can take them with us?
Hold on. Yes, Elizabeth, I have a few concerns on page 5, the top part where it says the BTPC has a responsibility over the following park management activities. I got a few problems on directing the groundskeeper regarding issues related to the ground. I'm a little concerned about both the committee directing, but this time let's say Corey.
Yeah.
A little confusing for him, all three of those. I've got a few questions on those.
So things. Yeah, and I think I saw that too afterwards, and I was just doing it as a draft. But would you suggest, Gladys, that it's that they advise the town council, so then the town council or the mayor specifically, one or either? I think that's an excellent one to make sure that they're advised, because it is an advisory committee. They're not directing anyone. So thank you for catching that.
Okay.
Do you have any more, Gladys?
No, that's the only one I saw anything to be concerned about.
Jimmy, Judy?
No, I was going to ask if the park committee actually even saw this before. So,
yeah, and I tried to get it out as much, and I asked Jessica to send it on to everybody, but I don't know if the park committee was on that list or not.
Okay, well, then...
Yeah, and you saw that I put some under that comment of Gladys. I put things in parentheses because I wasn't really sure, and I wanted just to get the conversation started. Yeah.
And if you want this on the September agenda to be able to possibly have a vote, do you want to put a date on, or do you guys want to write an email figuring out a date that everyone can meet?
And I don't know the best way in how they communicate. Like I said, I mean, even after the last meeting when I was assigned as their liaison. They had a meeting, but I didn't know until Jimmy told me and was filling me on business that they had wanted to move forward. So I'll get together, and I believe, correct me if I'm wrong, Sam, you're acting as the chair.
Yes, Sam's chair.
Okay, I'll get in touch with Sam directly and organize it with him. It would be nice if our working draft was out to the public, posted publicly, for comments with the red line version. So from this version to what we change, taking in consideration what Gladys brought up and then anything the town park current committee brings up. And we have it out 2 weeks before our next meeting. So that way both town council members and the public can be prepared with questions and comments, and we can make it go quickly through.
Perfect.
So I would say that we would need to meet in the next 2 weeks to make that happen. And I'll work with Sam directly and figure out how he in the past has coordinated schedules to make meetings.
All right. Well, get together and work out what you can so that everybody can be there.
Yeah. And like I said, it was just a quick turnaround because I purposely chose to not do any school or town business last week.
Okay, cool. All right.
Okay. So we can skip the next agenda item as the park committee resolution discussion and possible action.
The resolution, yeah. Okay. All right. Active transportation charter discussion. Elizabeth and I, she was interested in trying to bring the town together and brought up the idea of putting a committee together for the TED Path. And I said, I'm not really sure about that, but why don't you put something together and let's see what your thoughts look like on paper. And this is what she's put together. Uh-oh.
It's fine. At least you gave me notice. Hang on, I think you're still good, Elizabeth. I just...
Do you want me to introduce this one again, Judy?
Yeah.
Oh, hang on. Okay, I think we're
still
good.
Are we good?
We're good.
I didn't even know if your guys were still on there. Okay.
Okay, yep, you're good.
All right, Elizabeth.
So I kind of did an introduction memo at the beginning of this, just kind of saying where it was. I think that we're at a critical moment, that this is a really time sensitive thing, that a lot of information needs to be gathered. And it's not realistic that the four members of the town council are able to do the necessary research to make the decisions to move forward. So it's an advisory committee to put together, because it is a land use item, it would be under the umbrella of the Planning Commission. And so this was just a starting point, again, using the committee charter format as a outline of what is the purpose of the committee, what type of committee it is. And the reason the name of it is the Active Transportation is because it's a multi-use plan, and the grant that we applied for was an active transportation meaning that it's non-motorized. So a horse, a bicycle, a stroller, walking, and so on and so forth, wheelchairs. And I know there's been some feedback of, we really do need a master active transportation plan, and kind of routing out where all different paths, all various kinds of paths, and what like the big picture goal of the town would be. And this was just a starting point to originally, and I would even suggest at some point is kind of getting this, because it's a really tight turnaround, because we have at the special meeting we had, I don't know, 2 weeks ago, I don't remember the date, but the special meeting we had that was an informational session with UDOT and with Jones and DeMille as the engineers that helped with the application process. We kind of have a few decisions in front of us, or a few options, right? Do we accept the grant and move forward exactly as it was presented? Do we need to make any amendments to it, even the ones that were suggested by the town council at the or some members at the special meeting, of moving the section of the government corral down towards the pavilion, and any other amendments that need to be made? Do we abandon it and reapply, or abandon it completely? And so I guess it's 3-4, I'm not sure totally what. And so again, it goes through the same steps, and I'm not gonna say all the parts. This has been, I got this out 2 weeks before, and it was part of the reason why I felt like the park committee had waited already since the fall, and this had a bit more time sensitive. So I put my effort before I took a week off onto this document, and this was available 2 weeks before this meeting. I know I received quite a few different emails and comments and phone calls and stuff from the public, from planning commissioners. I spoke with Judy, I spoke with Jessica. I unfortunately did not get to talk to Gladys or Jimmy in those times, but this is just a space for us to kind of talk. It's really time sensitive. I'm not sure the best use of a meeting is to actually go through the document and then come up to be able to get to the section of the vote, which is the resolution of accepting this. So I don't know if we want to say that we're going to have a special work meeting that is just dedicated to this, and really having everybody come in and be prepared to create the red line version in a special work meeting and move forward with that. And so it allows us as town council members to really dive into it, to get insight and input from Lee Nellis as our planner, to get input and insight from April O'Neill as our zoning administrator, as well as allowing the planning commissioners to have a moment to kind of come. And maybe it's a joint work meeting of planning commission and town council to kind of iron out this document. So that's kind of where it is at this point. I know it was public, but it was unfortunately not posted on our website to make it public for everybody because of some unfortunate glitches and whatnot recently. So that's just how that goes sometimes. Although it did sound like it got distributed a little bit through because people were calling me about it. So that's kind of, and if people have specific questions, again, it was done as a draft. Like even every time I've read it, I found lots of mistakes or questions I have or areas that I would change the wording or things that should be added or taken out. So I don't know as a council what we want to use this time for, but I do think that it needs time and it is time sensitive. So if we don't do it this evening and make our meeting quite long, I suggest that we have a special meeting that is just this as a work meeting sooner than later.
Okay, so do we have any questions?
Yes.
Our thoughts on this.
My perception is there are two different issues. The pet path is one, whether we want to have this active transportation committee is a different one. At this time, I'm not ready to make a decision on the active transportation plan committee, simply because I want more input. I do have some serious problems with beginning to have committees who direct the town council who are not, who do not live within the town boundaries. Not because I have anything against those people, but because I'm representing those people within the town boundaries, those who vote for me, they also pay the taxes. I want them making the decisions in the town. I don't mind hearing advice from other people outside of the town limits, but my perception is if you're going to have committees, they need to be within the town boundaries. That's one of my major concerns. I'd like more input from other people, their feelings about that. So I'm not ready to pass this one. I'm sorry, I think the pet path has got to be something we have to make a decision on. We either say yes or we say no. There is a few minor adjustments we can make, but it's either the yes or no. I don't think UDOT's going to put up with this wishy-washing around. I think there's some, we could do some changes. I have some ideas about that if we want to discuss that. That I think we have to say either yes or no.
All right.
Well, that's just my opinion.
Jim?
I agree with the primary being a resident of Boulder itself, just for the fact that taxes, people that do not live inside Boulder Town do not pay taxes into Boulder Town. So any of the maintenance, anything like that, that has to be done, it's coming out of Boulder Town's tax money. It should be the people that's from Boulder, like inside Boulder Town. And I agree also, I don't want to just put another committee out there so we can have somebody else that, I don't know, do we have, how do I say it, that if we have another committee out there trying to, for the pet path itself, that takes away from why we're actually up here. So the whole reason that we're up here is for the health, safety, and welfare of this town. The pet path is for the health, safety, and welfare of this town. So I honestly don't think we need another committee for the pet path.
Well, I don't think we have time for it, for one thing. This pet path is going in the commercial area of Boulder Town. And everything that you pull up concerning this town is for the safety and the welfare of this town. We have kids in this town. We do have disabled in this town. This path that has been proposed is running to keep, it's running in an area of commercial zoning, and it's taking two areas, which is bicycles, and I know a lot of people don't like that, but it happens to be a fact, and we are moving forward, and Boulder is changing, no matter what we think. So I think the thing that I have the hardest time with is this path provides We've answered all the questions that have come. Yes, we have. We have had many, many meetings and answered the questions the best that we can. We've taken the different products that are out there. Asphalt has been proven that it is a lot more expensive and really not feasible for that path. Eventually, we are going to have a cement path through this town, one way or another. This way, we can do it now. We can provide a service for an ADA path along with the bike path. And so what we have to decide is, do we really want it or do we not want it? The only changes that I've really, really heard that make any sense is to put the cement or the concrete from not going down around the corrals, but bringing it up to the park, which will take it up to the pavilion and down to the restrooms. When I talked to Chris Potter after the last meeting we had, after that special meeting, I said, what are the chances that this will have to go back to the committee for that change to make sure that we have it in the park so that people can with any kind of disability can use the cement path? And he said, there's a really, really good chance that that part would not have to go back. If we made major changes, then we would have to go back to the committee. But even at that, we have to make this decision now. And so even if we don't vote on it tonight, and we vote on it the 1st of September, the first meeting in September, so that we can submit this, the one thing that we do need to decide is, if we make changes, what changes would we make? But as far as the committee goes, I'm with Gladys and Jimmy. I just don't think we have the time to do all this, to get what other information that we need. Right now, the only thing I can see that we absolutely need is to find out, do we want to put the cement up to the pavilion and the restrooms? Do we want to cut it off down by the fire hydrant? But it's DOT property, so to me, that even shouldn't even make any difference. And the parking will still be there no matter what we do. And once we get the engineer involved, once the engineer comes on the scene, we can work it out with him to make sure that the parking is the least invasive as it can be in putting that cement pathway in. They both have different areas that they can come in for however long it takes. It doesn't sound like it's going to take a long time. So both the Burr Trail and the lodge people can come in through another entrance.
Before you, I want to make sure. So it actually already has been seen by the engineer. That's how the plan went in place. And then it's having the project manager. Exactly what you meant. Has been engineered, right?
Yeah, so it's the project manager.
The engineer has it, and then it's just making sure that the project manager goes with what the engineer has put in place.
Yeah, and they put out all the bids. They do all the work. Yeah. So, and go ahead.
Judy, can we make this two separate things? So can I make a motion that right now we...
Well, can we pause for one moment? Just because the agenda item is this. Charter, and I feel like we're getting off, and that's totally fine. I just want to address something that got brought up, and then we can move on to a different thing. Because although it is part of the PED path, right? The reason that I put this on the agenda was to make a committee to make a decision about the PED path. I have a question about what Judy said. If when I'm finished, if you could address what is the September decision, because it was my understanding from the last decision that as of October, we would find out if the money was, you know, they have their September financial meeting, but that we did not have to do anything in advance to that. And if that was if I misunderstood that, I'd love to know that. And so my reasoning of making a committee was to determine what changes, whether it's the one that you're describing right now of the to move it from the corral and elsewhere. But then it's also a couple things that were going in. One, I believe that it's not the intention or the purpose of a committee is to make any decision. They are giving us and providing us information so we as the town council can make the decision. And at this point, we've been talking about this for months, but yet we have lots of questions that have been answered, but we have a lot that are still have not been answered. Like specifically, what is the financial cost of how our risk management and insurance will change? Yes, we have a current plan, but when you add this in, is our premium going to go up? And if so, what and what will that budget look like? Also, what is a projected 1 year or 5 year maintenance of this and how that will affect our budget? And is it going to increase Corey's hours to a point that we then no longer have the budget for the approved rate that we pay him, right? And our responsibility as community council members is to make informed decisions. And we don't have these yet hard outlined things. And the four of us, and it was five of us, were not doing the research and the homework in between each meeting to get these answers in front of us so we could answer them. You know, the very first time we had UDOT, we got a lot less 2 weeks ago in that special meeting. And so the reason that I believe that it's important to include everyone in our zip code is because we're taking volunteers that are willing to do our homework to give us the information so we as town council people can make informed decisions. We have administrative staff, but they also don't have the ability with the hours and the responsibilities they have to do all of this workload for us. And so we have historically, whether you look at the 4th of July committee or the, you know, you had Laura DeMay on the Parks Committee and other people out in the draw, the committees are just utilizing volunteers. And even when we talk about the students and the kids in town that get to use these, the school is in our town limits, but it serves all these, anyone that lives in 84716. And so that, at least from my perspective, is I don't want this committee to make a decision. I want a committee to do all this research so we as a town council body of four people and in September, five people again, can make an informed decision.
Well, how do you feel? Any different?
Well, I would like us to say, I'd like to table the decision on the active transportation plan development committee. I'm not ready to approve one at this point.
Okay.
I'm on the pedestrian path. I'm willing to discuss that as a separate issue. If we want to spend 5 minutes, I have a few questions for Jimmy and maybe the clerk that they could answer questions that we have about.
Okay. Well, that Elizabeth has some legitimate questions that we do need to address. So do we want to do it ourselves or do we want to give it to a committee?
Let's discuss that. But maybe first, shall I make a motion?
Yes.
That we table the active transportation plan and development committee for the time being.
Okay.
I don't think we need a motion because there was no action. It was just on there as a discussion item to present it to us.
Okay.
And it was the second one that had the...
Yeah, and the resolution, if there's no committee charter that we feel confident in moving forward, there would be no resolution. So I don't believe we have to have a motion just to say we're not doing anything, but I could be wrong.
Okay.
All right.
The one thing I don't know what is next, but I know I do want to let Judy answer some of the questions I had, but to just have an open discussion about the ped path, I don't know how we do that moving forward if it's not an agenda item specifically, just logistically and by Robert's rules. And I don't know the answer to that.
But if it was part of this...
It is the way that she wrote it, and that's what they're saying is that so the memo that she wrote is literally the pedestrian path.
I gotcha.
It states it. So she's going over the memo, and then that's that questions got brought up during the memo. So I mean, Michael's on, he can tell us for sure if we're allowed to talk further about the pedestrian path. I mean, with the memo, it literally states pedestrian path, and then it goes on. So maybe Michael, if you can weigh in that we can have a small discussion about the pedestrian path or not.
if he's.
Seems to me like when I read part of Robert.
Yeah, and I know my memo was subject that I'm just making sure, and Michael, as you answer, it's what was listed as the agenda item was an active transportation charter discussion. And then if how that went was an active transportation resolution discussion and action if needed.
It was whatever you intended on being. The way I read the agenda is you're going to have a discussion about whether you wanted to form the active transportation chart, active transportation committee. And so are you, you're voting on that, right?
Well, I think at this point, it the consensus from the town council is that we're not ready to, whether we choose to have a separate meeting on this, but that the charter itself and the draft as it stands, people aren't comfortable with it to move forward. And so what I put on the agenda was a discussion on creating a committee that was for all paths and things in town, which would encompass and the a majority of their responsibility and the time frame of their responsibilities was to provide information for us for the ped path. And so the ped path is part of it, but the agenda item was the charter itself.
Okay, so what's your question? I'm sorry.
Maybe I just want to make sure, are we allowed to just have an open discussion about the ped path and where we were and the UDOT grant application if it is outside of creating a committee to inform
us? The only thing I see on the agenda is talking about the charter for the active transport committee. So, I mean, anything outside of that is off limits, if that's what you're asking me.
Perfect. Okay. Thank you. All right. So what we can do then is we can pull a special meeting together and find out those things because it needs to be taken care of in September. And any other issues that we have to take care of as a council, we're going to have to dig our heels in and take care of it. So once we get, Elizabeth, some of your concerns that you have, we can give them to each one of us and we can check on them. And then we'll have a special meeting before September and come together and get.
What is the deadline in September? Can you tell me that?
Jim, when was it?
There is no deadline. I think it's the point of that, like just to either get it passed or not passed. It's not necessarily that UDOT has a deadline. It's that moving this forward or not. Like, so instead of spending the time continually having this in every single meeting to either make the decision to go forward or not, but it's not a UDOT timeline, it's ours. So
the discussion in front of the town council would be approving the application of the grant that we already received?
Yes.
Thank you for the clarification.
Yeah, and we'd like to do that in the September meeting, then we'll have it done. So if we address these other concerns that you have and anything else that has to do with legitimately with the path, then we will address those. And it's going to have to be, what we'll have to do is just dig our heels in, and it shouldn't be too hard to be calling around and finding out the answers to the questions that you have brought up. So does anybody have anything else to say on the council?
No.
Okay. Does that sound all right then?
Yeah. So then I'll write an email afterwards and figure out what day works that everyone can have a special.
And if you'll make your list, Elizabeth, and anybody else on the council, if you have any other.
Well, yeah. And a lot of the ones I brought up for a few months now at meetings of just asking for actual breakdown of the financial responsibility this will cost for the town moving forward beyond the whatever percentage, and I can't think of the number off the top of my head of the total project, but what is the ongoing cost for us?
And that I part of it was addressed in the last one because we talked about the maintenance, right? Because that's what keeps being asked is what is the cost of the maintenance? And at this point, we don't have a way of knowing the exact cost because it is changing until it's in place. So we know that there's maintenance to it.
Yeah. And we should have that. We should move this into the special because I know we just were told by Michael that we can't, but I just, was Judy, when you asked it is, you know.
So we'll get together on this and answer these last few questions. Okay.
And remind the public, you have a right to contact the council people. Even if you don't think I agree with you, you still have a right to contact me and give me your opinions.
Or questions.
And questions. Sometimes, whether you know it or not, I might not tell you that, oh, you may change your mind, but you might have done. Okay.
All right. So, moving on to 11. Tamarack's tree trimming for the towns. All right. Is Tamarack's here?
Mm-hmm.
He isn't. Okay. Well, he sent in a bid.
It's on there. If Peg wants to upload it, it's on there.
Yeah. He sent in a bid for trimming the trees, and we'd like to take a look at that bid and either approve it or not.
Is this the trees on the Birch Trail?
Yeah. He got hold of me. He got his insurance, and Jessica was going to check with the county to make sure that he had his license. So if we approve his bid today, and we've been trying to get a few... just had someone she got hold of and they weren't interested. So if we approve this bid tonight, it will be dependent on the actual, having his actual copy of his insurance in our hands and the license, copy of the license in our hands to make sure that everything's up and above board. So.
And Peg or Elizabeth, do you have the access to be able to put up that bid? I think it's attached to this agenda item.
Yes, give me a moment and I can do that.
Now, these are the trees down the Burr Trail and past the intersection going down to Lower Boulder, off to the right, that really needed to be trimmed back also. So this takes all the trees from 12 down the Burr Trail to just past the road that goes down to the lower Boulder Road.
Just past the Four Corners.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, off to the right. There's a bunch of them down there. And they were the trees that we went through the committee with. Pam was going to mark them. She hasn't as of yet. Everybody's been busy, but.
I think we should have someone make a motion to accept it and second it and then open it up to discussion.
Okay.
I'll make a motion to accept the bid.
I'll second it.
Okay, all in favor?
Gladys, yeah.
No, let's do a discussion.
No, we're discussing.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry. We do it opposite when I learn how to do it. Okay, so Jimmy, does that look reasonable to you about how many trees are there?
Yeah, there's quite a bit of limbs going down off of that, and they are slipping all the way out. And a bid from A1, I think it was 1,800 or 1,900, I think it was. And that wasn't including the trees all the way down by the
past the intersection.
Okay. It looked reasonable to me.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it's under the 5,000, so we don't have to worry about another bid. Not that we right now get one, but anyway, so we went with the arborist and the tree committee and went down and saw what trees had to be addressed. We didn't address the ones on the other side of the Lower Boulder Road, but they're all the ones sticking out in the road. They're going to have to be trimmed back. So they can go down and mark those, the tree committee can. So any more questions? Elizabeth?
I have a couple. I think it's excellent that it is a local tree service thing or business and locals supporting it. And I really feel great about that. I don't feel like I have enough information to make an informed decision at this point. The bid, I only saw it for the first time when it got posted on the website. And I believe that we need a description that goes with it, whether it's from the Tree City group that gives it to us, that's a description of exactly what trees are, like just Birch Trail Road, but whether it's a map, a diagram, a couple sentences that describing exactly what is being responsible, and more that goes along with this job. And it's not just an invoice for a job that is unknown. And at this point, I think it's excellent. It's something we know that we've discussed in the past that needs to happen, but that we don't have a clear picture of exactly what is being removed. I also think, like Jimmy made a good point of A1 gave us a bid for something, but it was less inclusive of these things. And it was, you know, and so even though it's under the 5,000 and we don't need a comparison, I think for us to be able to see like, oh, this is right on and it's local and it's good for us to have all of that information, I would like more before approving any bids or any invoices.
You want like more on the bid sheet, or you want it from the tree committee?
If it's the coming from the tree committee, if it's coming from us as a recommendation based on the safety of the roads, but what exactly is being cut? I don't really know who is responsible. I don't think it's responsibility of the Boulder Tree Services as putting in the bid, but what are they bidding for? Do they know exactly what trees are being removed? Is it marked on a map? What is the distance of it? And just more information of what it is covering.
I think at one time, I'd have to double check, but it seems to me that, I'm not 100%
there's
not on
trees,
that.
And there's no trees getting removed, they're getting trimmed. So yeah, like there's a couple branches of little saplings on the side of the road that are gonna disappear off there, but they need to go anywhere because they're growing right through the middle of the road.
Yeah.
But it's the branches that are sticking out into the road all the way down the Birch Trail that makes you go into the other lane when you're going down yep. the blind hill.
Like, and so that's, I think that would be pretty simple. And Jimmy, that's all I'm asking for, is because even in the bid itself, it says trimming, pruning, and removal for 2023 road safety, right? But right. I wasn't sure what that went to. And your description, and that's the thing, is it can just be a couple sentences or a few paragraphs marked with a map that kind of X's it out, and maybe some pictures with them circled of what's getting trimmed. Because I think we've seen the importance of having the documentation that supports what we're approving moving forward as a council and keeping ourselves accountable and responsible for what we're approving.
Well, we can have them do that. I don't know how easy that's going to be. I guess they could take pictures. But
I don't think it's the responsibility of the Boulder Tree Services either. It's either that we assign it to the tree committee, or we assign it, you know, find somebody, you know, whether it's part of your department, Jimmy is over roads. I'm not sure, but it's not the responsibility of the person bidding.
Okay, I'll get with the tree committee, Elizabeth, since I'm the liaison for them, and see if they can't come up with something that will, I was down the road with them, you know, when we went down the road with the arborist, I was there with them, and we went down and Pam's going to mark the trees that are trimming. So, I mean, all we can do is take pictures of the trees. There will be some that aren't trimmed, so I'm not quite sure how they'll do that, but I will present it to them and tell them that.
And I think that it's showing it's a good use of that committee, that we need information from them, and let's get it and put it out there.
All right. Well, we will. We'll postpone this. And
well, we have the motion on the table, so we either have to approve it or deny it, but not until everybody's finished with their questions, their comments, and the discussion.
Well, we can take the motion back.
But the way you do it is just everyone says no, or those that want to say no.
All right.
Oh, so when you say all in favor?
Yeah.
Okay.
No, no.
All right. All in favor of passing this bid right now?
No.
Yeah, no.
Judy, no.
Elizabeth, no.
Okay. I'll get with them. I'll get with the tree tonight. Okay. All right. Roberts Rules Training Extension, Jess. I think.
Elizabeth.
Elizabeth pretty well covered that, didn't she?
Yeah.
Yeah, I accidentally did it in my department report.
How dare you?
All right.
I can pull up her thing, but I mean, I guess at this point, because it's on there, it's not spending any money, and so we don't need a formal motion or anything. But if we as a committee, I do think we have to rescind our previous. Okay, this was what it was. We have to rescind our previous motion because we made a motion that both us and the Planning Commission would have it completed in 30 days. And obviously, when Judy and Jessica got in touch with me, and it was partly because of cost, right? If everybody signed up for the self-paced course, it was $200 per person, but then we're only specifically training the planning commissioners and the alternate and our and the members of this committee, also knowing that we have somebody else coming in. And if we spend that same amount of money and do it as a public open training, a public meeting, then we get more people trained. Also, when I reached out to her, instead of just doing Robert's Rules, she could cater it more towards us. And it was taking three of her workshops and taking the best of it and putting it together. And so if the town council feels good about moving forward with that, I can make a motion to rescind our previous motion that was made at the last meeting with, and we can say that we're moving forward with planning a training. And the one date that I gave out, she was unavailable, but that we can work together with our schedules, even if we do, you know, a poll of a couple of dates to see what works the best for both the Planning Commission and the Town Council. I could even try to see if I can get all this information ahead of time so the Planning Commission can have it ready for their next meeting to kind of poll a date. If you all feel good about that, as opposed to the 2-hour self-paced course that's solely on Robert's Rules.
Yeah, that's a good idea. How do you feel?
Good.
Okay.
So all I right. make a motion to rescind the motion that was provided at the July, anybody know the date?
7th.
July 7th regular meeting regarding the Jurassic Parliament Robert's Rules training. That specifically was called, I don't remember. Sorry, I'm going to start this over. So whoever's having to record this could do my motion. I make a motion to rescind the 30-day requirement for the Robert's Rules training through Jurassic Parliament for the Planning Commission and the Town Council that was at the regular meeting in July. And in its place to move forward with working with Anne McFarlane from Jurassic Parliament to do a 3-hour combination training for the Boulder Town Planning Commission, Boulder Town Council, and have available seats to the public.
I'll second that.
All in favor?
Gladys, yes.
Jim, yes.
Judy, yes.
Elizabeth, yes.
Okay, it's been rescinded. All right. Okay, we get that. Just on the, this one's on the ethics and the resolution for disclosing any conflicts of interest. So Jess is going to present.
And because, so I didn't have the opportunity, hang on, I'm going to look this for just a second.
There's the form right there.
Hold on just a second. So I went through this resolution. So this is talking about the ethics disclosure form, annual ethics disclosure form. And it got brought up when we had the conversation originally with Lee Nellis, that the form was pretty good the way that it sounded, but the code had changed. And so just changing the code to meet, change the wording to actually meet the code that has been put into place. So this is just the red line of it, so everyone can kind of see what has changed. And so there's just a couple things, I had it up, but for some reason this won't let me bring it up. So this is mostly how it's changed. So you'll see the red line, you'll just see Utah code annotated 17. That's no longer the code. Now it's under the Municipal Officers and Employees Ethics Act. And so it's actually states the correct code. And then down here, right, this code described what was, or it, this
does it,
part.
Can I interrupt you? Can you share your screen, or are you and I just can't see it?
No, I should script. Hang on.
Because I'm trying to find what you're talking about and I can't. Sorry. I apologize for interrupting you.
It's okay. I'm glad you did. Hold on. Oh my gosh.
Or if it's a link, if you post it in the chat, I can. Oh, you got it.
Oh, it's not a link because it's just a doc. Okay, so here's the part, right? So you'll just go through. So all that's really being changed is literally just what's in the code as it states of Utah code. So before it was kind of referencing to counties, and now it just actually means that it is with municipalities. And so I went through this with both Lee and the attorney, and the document that so I've changed it, and we now have it to present. Here's what it looks like now. So this is the actual official that I have for everyone to sign. And then because we are changing it, I have it in front of the council people who are here right now. And then I'll go through and make sure that everyone else on the council, elected officials, committee members, and employees get this signed now. And then that way it's updated to this one. And then this will be signed from there on.
So do we need to approve that we made changes? Because we approved the initial one back when we adopted it. And so would this have had to be, you know, both the original, the red line, and this version be up for us to approve before anyone signs it?
Maybe that's I'm not sure. Because it is, because it's just stating this code. Like we have to have this form by the state. It's not if we want it or not.
Yeah, I know that. I'm just saying I don't know. That's why. Michael, do you have an answer to us?
Is this a document that we need to vote in, or is it something that is,
it changes?
Yeah, you guys previously approved another one?
Yes.
You voted on it?
I believe so.
But it had the different
code. And this one modifies that previous version?
Yes.
Okay, then yeah, you're gonna have to vote on it. So this just follows the state statute, and it's nothing outside of what you're not required to do anyway. But because you're modifying a previous version that you'd already adopted via resolution, and yeah, you're gonna want to approve the modifications to this one now.
And we would need to not only approve the modifications, but create a resolution saying we're abandoning the previous draft and adapting the new draft, correct?
No, I don't think you need to go that far.
Okay, thank you.
You barely even need to adopt this new resolution if you just agree to follow the state statute. So you're really not doing anything special by...
Yeah, but I just have a question, because you said you are approving to adopt a new resolution, but at the same time, you're saying we don't need a resolution. You're saying that we need a vote to adapt the changes of the current form, but we don't need a resolution.
You just need to follow the law.
Yep.
You don't need a resolution. You don't need an act. You don't need anything other than the law to tell you to do that. So everything you're doing is superfluous. But if it makes everybody feel better.
No, if we don't need it, if we don't need a motion, I don't think it's necessary. I just wanted to make sure that we were following correct procedures.
So because it's entirely up to you. You could go either way on that.
Okay.
Well, we've been signing our disclosure, and all we're doing is following state law. So I don't see where we need to.
Sounds good. I'll find you this later, Jessica, to sign it, since I'm not there in person.
Move on.
Perfect.
Okay. Number 15, adopting revised pay scale and advertising town job. Jess is going to present that. She's done all the work on it. So
it is not Jess. It's mostly Elizabeth. Elizabeth is like the pay scale part. I'm the job part. So it's two of us together.
No, we work together and I'm happy that Jessica can own it.
Okay, so I think this is on, I really don't have access to the website. So if you or Peg, I'm sure.
I'm happy to share it. If you tell me what you want shared, I'll have it ready.
It should be attached to this. So the adopting revised pay scale.
Okay, I'm on it.
And maybe I'll just give the preference of why. So right now, the reason I need this to, I need you guys to accept this or not is because we have a few jobs that we need to actually post. And so last meeting we discussed that we would hire like a, I still don't know the exact title, but let's say the deputy clerk. We saw the zoning administrator that needs to be reposted. The transcriptionist, that's just the wording that we used, and a possible other job. And so we need this to be in place so I can actually post those jobs. And there's a pay scale attached to it. And so you'll see, I gave you guys, so there, the top one is what was already approved. You approved it a couple months ago. And then the one underneath it, you can kind of see, so it just breaks out. So now there's a place for the transcriptionist. Then the maintenance guy is put out. And then the reason that we tied the treasurer in is with the hopes of like, it will be this other job. So this is what Elizabeth had.
So this is the approved one. And this is the new proposal. So instead of these being all divided out as different administrative roles and not a transcriptionist, it's now all administrative roles, maintenance, transcriptionist, and the landfill facilitator. And the transcriptionist was starting at 15, which was based on discussion from last meeting.
Oh yeah. And Elizabeth, what was the other part? You actually made this. So you guys had talked about, you thought the administrator should make at least $2 more than the maintenance person. I think that's something that you guys voted on. So then when it was 20 for the maintenance and then 21 for the administrator, that didn't uphold the $2 difference. Was that what that is, Elizabeth? I remember having that talk, but I don't remember the details.
It was some discussion. I don't know where, and you and I put it in, but it was, yeah. So this was the previously approved pay rate. And this is the proposed pay rate.
Correct, but I'm pretty sure that's why that difference is. So it went up to 21 because the conversation was maintenance and then administrators would make $2 more than the maintenance. So that's why that changed between these two forms too.
All right. I'll entertain a motion to approve the new pay.
Okay, will you make the motion and we'll have some discussion?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I'll make the motion to approve the pay schedule.
I'll second.
Okay, it's open for discussion.
Okay, I'm a little concerned. I'd like to have more description because we talked about, we haven't come up for sure about what this quote other position is going to be. Deputy clerk, is it all going to include treasurer or not? That's what I kind of like more of a job description. Maybe we should put a separate. I'm not sure if you can have a deputy clerk. She should be making the same as the clerk.
That's what I was thinking too.
Okay. So there actually would be five columns is what you're saying. So right now there's a four, but you would actually want five.
Yes.
Okay.
My feeling on that is if we're taking the responsibilities of the Planning Commission secretary and the town clerk, right, who are both responsible for their domains. If we're now saying that Jessica is the clerk and there's an assistant clerk or deputy clerk, right, and she's assigning out what their responsibilities are going to be, it might be coming out pretty much equal the way it currently is, but it might be a different distribution of the workload. But when the deputy clerk in this position, at least my understanding from our last discussion at our last meeting from what you presented, Gladys, is that that person would then oversee those tasks. It's not that they are assisting the clerk in that. And maybe this was also from conversations of Jessica, how you explained to me how you saw this coming out, but they're both responsible and know each other's jobs. So if one of them was not there, that they, that town business could continue, but they're also there. And so if Jessica, as the main clerk, realized that she wanted to not have to do anything to maintain the website and not have to do anything of uploading documents, right? Then that would be the clerk's response, the deputy clerk's, right? Or it, Jessica could end up saying, okay, now that I know both and they know both, I'm going to own the town council and you're going to own the planning commission. And so the deputy clerk's hours are less, just like the planning commission secretary's less, but the actual facilitation and job responsibilities, it's not just helping Jessica, it's owning their own jobs and their own responsibilities, but that it would be Jessica assigning out who's responsible for what. Is that not true?
I guess I'm thinking in terms of the person being more of assistant, yeah, not on the same level as the clerk.
And maybe that's like, I, like in my own view of right now, Peg and I are equals, you know, because she does, like she has the planning commission and she takes that role on, and then I can assist her in things. That is definitely her domain and we are on the same level. Bringing someone in, I feel like, and this is just how I would see it, is that I myself as a town clerk, like, right, I'll say in fault. So I'm the one who has to respond at fault for things. And so, yes, I would delegate the jobs out and we would make sure that that person does assist in a lot of the things. But I think that if we're going to have someone who was like over the planning commission and then myself over this, then we would just hire for a planning commission clerk, where this is someone where I do have the main responsibility, like things go back on me. Like I'm the one who has to answer for the jobs that are overseen. Like whatever I have that person do, I'm going to oversee and make sure that it's done correctly and that it's something that's presented. But that person will be trained in certain areas, but they aren't like they aren't the one who has to answer for it at the end of the day. Yeah. And so like, I feel if it was going to be the same, then we would just hire for a planning commission clerk, like the way it is. And so this is that, like, yes, I want someone to be able to have both those roles, but they wouldn't have the in-depth knowledge of that. They just would be able to help business carry on. Not necessarily we know everything in and out together, the exact same level.
So you're planning on doing a majority of everything and just having an assistant.
Correct.
And that's not my understanding from our previous meeting. I thought you wanted to be able to delegate the jobs out equitably, but with a larger percentage to you, but that they would own their jobs and you own yours, and it would be publicly known who is responsible for what.
I think that will happen anyways. You know, like as we find a flow, there will be responsibilities that that person will just take on, and we'll, you know, like you are in charge of the website every single month, but that's not something that I just like, they do it and then I have no oversight over it. And so I think that there will be a groove to that person will have certain things. But I do think it is, this was my thing too, is I wanted it to be open to so many candidates. So it wasn't just like, you're going to be responsible for these seven things and I hope you meet the criteria. It was that we could put it out there as, here's all these roles, we will help and we'll decide what, you know, you're able to do, what you can help me with, where I see your skills as an asset and where we can fit that in. Because I wanted more people to have the opportunity to apply, even if they didn't meet certain parts of it. And so again, so then I'm the one responsible for it. And then there's someone underneath that helps complete. Yeah,
absolutely. That makes sense. And I thank you for that clarification. I guess with that, I would still say that, you know, you're a good example of someone that came in and had to figure out how to swim and make this all work. And we've all learned and seen how important it is to have competent, capable administration. And I think that we're talking about a zoning administrator. I think still, whether it's a deputy clerk or a clerk, that in order for us to be highly functioning, the job assignments that Jessica assigns out to this person based on who is applies and who is appointed in this position, we want them to rise up to it. And I think in order for it to be a highly effective, skilled person, attracting someone with some substantial benefit would be in our best interest as a community.
Well, and we definitely, the cross training is what I think is a big perk, because, you know, things happen. And, you know, this way we have two people that are able to function and keep things rolling. you know, as those emergencies pop up, I guess.
And maybe like saying right now, yes, I do think that it should be a deputy clerk, right? Like even when I look at the county, that's the way that this is set up, is that Camille Moore is the clerk. And then Kylie, I forget her last name. Kylie is a deputy clerk. So she can fill in for a lot of the things. Like even when we went over to the meeting, Kylie ran the entire meeting because Camille was out.
Mm-hmm.
But Camille at the end of the day is the one who has to answer for, you know,
mm-hmm.
And so that is how I do see that working out. So that person will be able to facilitate up a lot of the things and will know the basics of the job, but the ins and outs and the oversight will be my role.
So then do we need to change that for the assistant clerk? Have a place for the assistant clerk?
Yeah. Okay. I mean, that sounds like what you're saying.
And then the treasurer, that will be, and I'm glad about that because at least this assistant clerk can take on the treasurer. That will be one of her jobs. And it isn't a huge thing, but it will alleviate a lot of our...
So then does the treasurer leave this part of the administration go into the other column that we're going to put in there for?
I would say,
yeah.
So what are you suggesting the starting pay is for a deputy?
I'm saying $18 an hour.
20.
So even the one that we previously approved, the deputy started at $20 an hour. And a deputy zoning administrator, deputy town clerk, or deputy planning commission secretary, as well as a treasurer. The one that we approved previously, and I don't remember the date, was $20 an hour, which was the same as maintenance.
This one right
here. I'm good at the 20, because we already approved it for the treasurer and deputy clerk.
I still am in the agreement that I think any administrative role should be at 22 starting. And if we went down, I would say at least 21 as a starting pay.
That's great. Can I just throw it out there, then keep all administrators at 22 and then mine can just go up?
let me clarify. The zoning administrator is, I assume, is going to be a separate position.
Correct. Yeah. And that, yeah. That still is. And that we have, I mean, that in both of these has been kept in its own. Yeah. It's if there's a zoning administrator, assistant or deputy. That's why this other one is deputy clerk for the town council, planning commission, or the VA. So on the approved one, that's how that kind of reads. So it was the zoning administrator is already in the first column, and then it's a deputy clerk for the zoning
administrator. That's for training.
Training, or like when Michela was in, I think she was a deputy.
No, she went straight in.
Oh, she didn't work under? Okay.
While she was, it was a different role, I believe. I would still say, I mean, even if you think about back to our discussion, you know, when we previously brought this up and when we hired Jessica, we said that Jessica was coming in based on a first year position. I think anyone that's doing an administrative role, $22 an hour as a starting pay is pretty competitive with other skill sets that we're asking for. And we did say that Jessica or other people could come in as a review, and Jessica could come in and say, based on my job performance and previous experience, I don't want to be first year. I believe that based on what I've shown in my first 6 months, the training that I've covered and the experience that I brought into this job, I believe that I should move up to whatever year she suggests. And I know that that's on the September meeting that her position gets reviewed. But I do think that the tasks that we're asking and the responsibility that anyone is given, I mean, even right now, you know, and throwing some of you lovely clerks under the bus, and I do not mean this in any ill heart, but right, we had a special meeting 2 weeks ago, and the recording of it's still not posted on our website. And by law, we have 3 days to post it, right? And so the people that are in these positions have an intense amount of responsibility. And if we want to advertise and attract qualified people to hold the entire administrative business of our community up to the standard it needs, and to support the planning commissioners and the town council members of following protocols and working with the town attorney and working with the town planner, we need to pay them adequately.
All right, any more discussion?
So the motion on the table was adapting this as it is. People can make a friendly amendment to change that and move forward, or we can vote and approve it or vote on it and deny it. But that's, if the discussion part is over, somebody can make a friendly amendment to the motion that's on the table, or we approve it as it was or let it go as it was.
So the only thing I see then that gets changed basically would be taking, if that's what you want, taking the new deputy clerk starting at 18. And that can always be adjusted down the line as we, you know, review this.
Somebody can make that as a friendly amendment. I don't believe you as the mayor can, Judy, because you can't ever make a motion or second it according to Robert's rules, at least my understanding of them.
I thought in five council member, you could, according to Robert's rule.
I don't know, that's the part.
We need the classes.
Yes, we need that class soon. But anyway, somebody can make a friendly amendment to it, you or someone else.
I'll entertain a motion to amend it, or?
I make a motion that we just accept it as it is with the clerk at 22. Because she is right. we don't pay somebody, they're not going to stick in the job.
Okay, so, but do you want to add the...
Well, if we leave it at 22, we can just leave all three administrations inside the same. As the clerk, zoning administrator, and the treasurer.
So you're just keeping the motion as it was originally, Jimmy, correct?
Correct.
Okay,
do I have a second?
We already did the first and the second, so if there's no friendly amendment, you can just call a vote.
Yeah, I guess I'm still confused. So just keep
these, because this, they're going to get paid the same. If the other clerk is going to also be the treasurer, then they should be getting paid for it. That's right.
Okay. All right. So we've got first and second, all in favor of leaving it as is.
Jim, yes.
Gladys, no.
Judy, yes.
Elizabeth, yes.
All right, motion carried.
Okay, so then I just want to make, so then the other part of that is I'm going to post the zoning administrator job
mm-hmm.
at 22.
The dump job?
Not yet. I don't really, can you tell me what you want, like assistant clerk, deputy clerk?
Deputy clerk.
Okay, so the deputy clerk at 22, the transcriptionist at 15.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so those are the three jobs that I'll be posting
okay. Next
week.
All right.
Yeah. I mean, hopefully sooner than that, but tomorrow's the last day of the week, so let's say next week.
Yeah.
Okay, so those are the three jobs, and then that's the pay that will go along with them.
Okay.
Perfect. Thank you all.
All right.
So do we need to, you're assuming when you post the positions, that's going to kind of quote the job description.
Yeah. And the zoning administrator one has already been, like, that one's already been very described. I think the transcriptionist one, that's a new position that will have to be come up, and then the deputy clerk. But those are just maybe a combination of the two jobs.
And will we review those before they go out, or you're just going to send them out?
I guess it's probably better to have everyone review them. I can have you guys all send them or all email them over to have them reviewed just in case there's any edits that anyone has.
And then if it's through email, we just all need to remember that we can only reply to you and not reply all unless we come together for a public meeting.
Everyone's doing great on doing that. Better than before.
All right, next, the PTIF account, Jess.
So this fun PTIF account, it's kind of a funny thing, right? I just want to be able to put money in to invest, but there's been a lot of hiccups in getting the right people on the account. So I thought I had it all. We put the resolution in and then I got in the account and it still had Judy Davis on it. And then Gladys and Judy were not on it. And then two people from the state were on it and I was not on it either. So it's been a lot of conversation of getting the right people on the account, even though we sent in a resolution that it's what they required. And then right now, so I think I have all the council members correct. They made the changes and I have all of us have the authority to like see the account and see, but no one has the authority yet to change money. So I was hoping that I'd be able to come and update you and be like, I transferred the money, still haven't gotten it yet. So we're still trying to get to that point where I have access. So we're getting close.
Yeah. And they've been kind of slow responding and then they've had more than one person involved, and Jessica would have to get to back to 2 to 3 people.
And like so-and-so is out for the next 10 days, and yeah, he's the one who sets up your whole account. So I kind of had my hands tied there for quite a while. So unfortunately, there's not much of an update, but we're getting there.
All right. Boulder Town tax rate. Camille sent this over to us. Wanting to know if we wanted to up the tax rate. And
is it possible to view that or is it just a hard copy?
This is actually what it is right now, basically.
I know that's no, I don't think I uploaded it. I can tell you.
If you take a picture of it and send it to me, I can share it on the screen so I can see it and other people can see it.
Well, basically, this is what it is right now. And what we really have to say is, do we want to up the taxes? And I don't know how you guys feel about it, but with everything that's going on in our fuel and our economy, we're in pretty good shape as a town. And I just don't see that it's relevant to do that. And I talked to Steve asking how often they do this, and he doesn't recall them getting a letter on this. So it doesn't happen very often. So maybe that's what we just have to I'd like to make a motion. Well, I can't, but.
Make no changes.
Yes, no changes.
Okay, I'll make that motion. We accept it the way it is.
I'll second it.
Okay, now you want a discussion?
Yeah.
I think previously, the only reason you'd make a change is if your budget did not
meet your requirements as a town.
Right. And sometimes it's kind of hard to know, but I would say if we're in good shape, I'd say we don't need to
worry about it. And according to this, so then I don't have to do anything. So she sent over the papers. This documentation is if we make changes. So we are not making any changes. And so I just call her and let her know that there's no changes and then nothing happens. So
how do you feel, Elizabeth?
You're muted, Elizabeth.
I said, I don't feel like I have enough information. I haven't seen it. And so I'm going to not participate in the vote.
Okay. So
Jessica, I saw you taking pictures. Are you going to send it on the Zoom chat or how, just so I know to look at for it?
You, I thought, is what you asked. I don't know how to do what you're asking.
Oh, are you going to send? I saw you taking a picture. Did you send it to me?
I texted it to you.
Texted, okay. I just needed to know where to look because I don't have anything else open but Zoom. Thanks.
So I just sent it.
Okay. So, we've made a motion. Yeah, we've made the motion. All in favor?
Yes.
Jim, yes.
Judy, yes. And Elizabeth doesn't want to make an uninformed decision. Okay. All right. Town approved engineer discussion. The reason I had Jessica put this on, and we don't even really have to discuss this, we can send this on to the Planning Commission. We've always talked about a town approved engineer, and I'm using the example of Anson and or his subdivision. Our ordinance talks about a town approved engineer. And I think that we need to define exactly what that is. When we had the engineer that Anson had was in Colorado. And I had a couple of people call me with questions on that. So I think that we need to have the Planning Commission define exactly what the town approves as an engineer. Now I know it says, I've been reading up and I know it says a licensed engineer, but do we want to require him to be an in-state engineer? What are the perimeters for an engineer if they're not using Jones and DeMille? So,
yeah, I think that's so either getting like parameters saying like you want it to be someone in Utah or you want it to be someone in Southern Utah, or you just list, we would like you to use one of these four, you know, you can go through and decide how you're going to use those.
Because it doesn't say anything except an approved town engineer. And so what does that mean? Okay, April.
Well, I mean, I think since depending, we have a limited number of engineers around here. So I think if we provide a list that you guys deem acceptable, then if we ever need an engineer, if say it's not Jones and DeMille and there's some other engineer, then we can use Jones and DeMille. But so we just have a flexibility to pick and choose when we need an engineer.
Okay. And so should the Planning Commission make that list, or you want the town, you think the town council, or I'd like to have somebody that pretty well knows the engineers around, you know,
or do the research.
So why don't we let the Planning Commission just do the research just to find out.
And I guess regarding Anson's, it was Jones and DeMille who did his plat. And
no, the one I signed wasn't.
Yes.
Well, part of it, yeah. But remember, the engineer that okayed the fire
system was not Jones.
Remember so that engineer? I'm sorry. Yeah, it was the fire.
Yeah.
Approving the fire.
Jones of the Mill did his plat.
Yeah, they did the plat, but the fire. So, and it was an out of town company. So that.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like we shouldn't list one engineer. We should just have multiple engineers. And depending on if we want a separate engineer to review a subdivision plan, it's just based on who does their subdivision plan.
Yeah. Okay. Well, we'll make a request for the Planning Commission to provide
that. Can I ask a couple clarifying questions and comments? So I just want to clarify. So we're asking this to be put on Planning Commission business for them to do this homework. Is that correct, what I understood?
Correct.
Okay. I guess I would just say that my opinion is making it less specific is more useful to everyone, and putting in requirements like having a active Utah engineering license and specific things like that. And by providing a list is limiting, because if somebody is trying to get some business done and the ones that are on a list are not available or don't have that ability, then are we making it harder for people in this community that already things are hard to find? Or are we deciding price points for people? And so as it moves to the Planning Commission, my recommendation is saying requirements that are necessary, not limitations. You know, and I think a good place to start is that you have a active Utah engineering license or something along those lines.
I agree with you. That's
I agree with that too.
Okay.
Well, one of the reasons why I'm suggesting a list is that we are knowledgeable on the engineers. These are just for when we have questions and need an engineer. So we feel that they're competent. And so it's a town engineer. They are going to be a town engineer representing us. And so that's why.
I see that. And I think there's two things that are happening, and correct me if I'm wrong, but one, we're giving, it's saying these are the parameters of somebody that is going out and using an engineer, right? And I think have providing a starting point of a list of something that said, you know, these are ones that already are approved, but it's not limited to these. If you find other ones that fit this parameter, and that's one part of this. The other one is, I think what I just heard you say is that you're asking us to have, you know, in, you know, there isn't very much, but there's a couple points that in our ordinances, it says the town approved engineer, right, of different things. My understanding is we want, most times, anytime we would have an engineer do something, it's most likely going to be over $5,000. So it has to come across the town council for approval anyway, just because. But not all the time. Some jobs are less and less than 5,000. Jessica, you're shaking your head.
Only because I've seen the Jones and a Million voices come across, and I mean, maybe it's a massive project that I just haven't happened yet, but they're nowhere near.
Okay. But also, Elizabeth, when we require a town engineer to review a project, it is at the cost of the applicant. We do not.
Yeah, I get that part, but and so. I guess where I'm coming from is, I guess I'm not totally sure. If we're assigning this to the Planning Commission to do the work on it, then that's one thing. I know, and maybe I'm getting confused because previously, I want to say maybe our March meeting and January and February, I don't remember now, we talked about us choosing one engineer for the town. And I feel like that's a separate discussion. And I thought, at least listening to the other people on town council and Jessica, that it was more assigning something to Planning Commission. So it was parameters and guidelines of what we're looking for with, from applicants. But if you're requesting the town have an engineer, I don't know what you're saying.
So the applicant can choose any engineer that they wish. The discussion is if we need an engineer review of projects, then it's a town engineer. And I don't want to select one person because we don't have that many around this area. So that's why I'm suggesting a list of depending on who.
So you as the zoning administrator would like some list that narrows it down that we already have approved, so it makes it easier for you to find an engineer when it's coming down for town work?
I think that's appropriate that the town approves, you know, three or four engineers that is capable of doing the work to review the work. And then it's just dependent on if the applicant uses one of those, say, four engineers, we can select one of the three as a town engineer.
I think to the word, it was like to make it easier, but also that we know that they, the work that they're doing is trustworthy. Like we know the work that they have, they've already been vetted. We know that these four, I mean, I'm just saying four, but like however many, these four engineers, we already know their work. We trust them so that when they bring something to us, it isn't like, well, we don't actually know if we trust you or not. It's that we've already vetted them. And then we know that that's what the town wants. Or if you don't want a list, but you want to put parameters on, like they need to have, you know, a certain license, or you want them in a certain area. So you don't have to have a list.
I suggest a list, yeah. Since it is a town engineer, they are going to town documents. Or the it's not talking about the applicant.
And this will be assigned to the Planning Commission so they can continue and I can ask questions. But I'll stay with what I said. I think that having parameters of what is required is the priority, and then it can have a subsection. My recommendation would be a list of these ones are approved, but it's not limited to that.
Okay. Well, as long as we have parameters and a list along with it would be fine. I mean, so, all right.
Would you like me to ask that of the Planning Commission as the liaison to put on their agenda their earliest convenience?
Yeah. And I know they're busy, but I think it's pretty important myself.
And the nice part is that right now this would be changing an ordinance and they're doing that right now. So yeah. Nice to get it done before they get all their other ones already finished and then they throw them another one.
Yeah. I don't know if this can be added onto that one because that public hearing's already been posted, but I'll get together with Tina as the chair and Peg as the clerk and make sure it gets put on as their upcoming business.
Okay. Thank you, Elizabeth and April. All right, so we decided that in September that we would review job descriptions, hours, and accompanying pay. So this is just a reminder that that needs to happen. And Jessica will send out a letter to everyone so that we get their job descriptions as best that they can figure out, you know, so that we know exactly where everybody's at. Well, it may not be exactly, but it'll.
And to remember that we created a working draft of that before Jessica was hired. Gladys did a lot of research. We asked our previous employees. I compiled it. It's on the same document was the original pay schedule that we adapted before we even hired Jessica on. And so we need to just get it to a working draft form so it can be out to us and to the public. So, and that was the idea that when it came up in September, that it was already really thoroughly reviewed and worked out, and it's not us discussing it at that time. And so people need to redistribute those, but they also need to make them posted publicly. And I, at least the last I saw, they did not combine everything, because I know Gladys brought a ton of research in and shared it. I did a lot. We got stuff from previous clerks and positions, from our current staff, and from, you know, so it's getting all that and making it public.
Perfect. That's all this was meant to do, is just to remind everyone that that's coming in September. So to make sure that the homework is done and that this is what we'll be doing in September.
Okay. Next, Elizabeth, the website, agenda minutes and recordings.
And let me give us a little. This is the one I could not upload any of this because this is when it like quit working on me. So if you have any of it, then can screen share, that'll be the best.
Yeah, I'll pull up some stuff. I guess I'll kind of give an overview. I asked for this to be an agenda item. I know I've been talking about it tonight. People are probably sick because it's been, I think it was, I made a big stink August of last year about this, but we as a town can do better at getting information out publicly and getting information and organizing, us adapting the rabbit rules. And a lot of it is that we have to have packets of everything and we have to have all of our information. And it doesn't work when things are kind of trickle in an email here and there. And there isn't a real consistent way. I know I struggle getting myself ready for meetings and it doesn't matter. And I'm going to use an example, and Jessica, don't take it personally because it's everyone, not just you. But the amount of times that I ask people to not send things to my school email, but then when I go ready, I keep searching and I'm like, I never got that copy. I never got that, because I'm not, if it comes in that, I don't pay attention. And so as town council people, as informed community members, you know, and right now, although the format we have on our website is an excellent improvement of what it previously was, having all the minutes and agendas and recordings and everything as blog posts, they're not searchable. It's not all in one place. And so I'd like to suggest that we move forward in allowing myself and Jessica and whoever else is interested in getting some quotes from various companies that organize boards. And so the one that I've done the most research on, I mean, I started doing this, I sent everything to Jessica in May and June, and it was on a company called Onboard, as well as ProBoard, Boardable, and Diligent. I know that if you look at anyone that follows some of the things in, across the county, some of them are using them. And it is ways that have different features that allow us to organize our meetings. And let me, I don't want to take too much time in it, because basically what I'd like to do is be able to pull information and get it so we have a proposal for, and it can be a board agenda item for our September business meeting. But I think a lot of this will actually create some things that would be easier for Jessica and other administrative roles. And I think we could kind of say that we would figure one out and model it with the town council, and then ask for the other groups to start in January. But so this is an example, and I had sent some documents to Jessica to post, but they did not get up there on time, and that is totally acceptable. This is one example. So this is on board. And so you can kind of see some of the features that it does an agenda builder. So then when we have topics that are ongoing, that you can create templates. And so everything that had to do with that topic, and I look at some of the miscommunication or confusion around the ped path, right? Because we've been talking about it a lot, but various people in the community come in at different times. And so if we go to one spot, that anything that we've previously shared, discussed, information is all in one spot. It's a way that we can organize things. And so what I'd like to suggest is that, and I'm happy to help with Jessica, but that we assign this out as something that Jessica and myself can bring back to the board and see if it is something, and kind of price it out to see if it's even something that's affordable for us. But you can just different see, you know, things that come with them and what it allows, right? And so it also, there are ones that it is time management for keeping a meeting. It allows integration, so we have everything, so people aren't, that are running the Zoom part, aren't trying to go to different various platforms. You can mark things up, and we can, why we're discussing things. There is a paper trail, so we're not missing things or misrepresenting it from a recording. It also is one that if things are listed in there as motions, it gives the language for it ready to go to support the people, and then you can make the changes, but then it's also there and ready for the minutes, because with Robert's rules and the way Jessica is choosing to move forward with our minutes, it's making sure that we record what was done, not, you know, what was said. And so it's actionable things. But then it would also allow us that it's visible and on, ready for, everybody to get on. So it's not when the, because it can be a working agenda, and each individual draft, whoever is the clerk that is responsible for that, isn't having to go into the website and make each change or onto the public side, but as things are going. And so the clerks could inform the people serving on the various committees, whether it was the planning commission, the town council, the tree board, whatever, park committee, and just let them know. But we also want, you know, in our ordinance, we're saying that the tree committee keeps minutes, but where are they? We don't have a spot on our website. So this would allow everything to be in chronological order, but it would also be searchable, both the minutes, the agendas, and the recordings. And so it's a way that we can keep ourselves moving forward and being informed and being transparent with the public.
And if I'm correct on this, when I was watching Elizabeth and Jess work around this, what I thought was really cool with, when she was showing me this, is, you know, so many times we have to go, we want to find out what was going on in a certain meeting, then we've got to go and open it up and find out what meeting it was at, whereas this would take the PEDPAT, like the PEDPAT for an example, and say, we talked about it 2-3 different months. Well, all those documents, no matter what month you go in that mentions the PEDPAT, would bring up all the documents from what we have been doing so far, even if it was an older one. Am I correct on that, Elizabeth?
Yeah, and that was something that I was saying, because, you know, unfortunately, our town's really good at playing a really bad game of telephone, right? And so it's cleaning it up and making misinformation go away. And when Jimmy does a lot of research and work on something, we need to make sure that information is transparent and getting out to people. And that, because he brought it up in an April meeting and someone's joining in June, all of a sudden they don't have that information, and we're using a lot of valuable time to go over it again, as opposed to it being there readily available. Same with Gladys, Judy. I mean, we can go on and on. Jimmy, I just used you as an example because you're the first person I saw when I looked up. but so it's, you know, but we're doing a lot of really great things, and it's making that, but it is to support that. It's also right now, you know, like, to why we're doing this research, to not let go, because we have our ordinances are codified, and it was a learning curve to figure out how to use it, but now they're there. But we have the Planning Commission minutes and recordings and meetings have been codified and are searchable, but the town council's not, and none of the committees that we're requiring, and we don't have a space on our website. And so it's not necessarily saying that this is going to be the answer, but to take some time, and it's a good time as we're bringing in more people. And I think it's why it would be important that anything we choose to do, or even if we do it as a trial, that we're saying it's only the town council initially, because we want to make sure that we're not being like, Peg, on your last 3 months, learn something new and train somebody new on it, right? And so it's us figuring out and seeing which ones, because a lot of them talk to each other and are integrated, and some of them aren't. And so it's assigning that Jess can do some research on those. And I'm happy to help, like I said, and getting Peg's input on it as far as she understands and is the most user-friendly with the codified version that the Planning Commission has been using. And maybe that is the best, and it's more training us all and making sure everyone else is get to that point, or looking at something different and then making sure that we have some training for people on the various boards as well as the community, so it's well used and effective and efficient. And it's similar like when we switched to Polaris, it was a big learning curve, but it has made our bookkeeping really quite solid. And having our ordinances that we always have that updated version, I know there have been a couple glitches with the codified versions and, you know, and the time frame of it, but it's figuring this out. But it would also give the total control. We're not waiting for someone else to, or another company to do anything. These programs also come with a lot of free training that could eventually help us, whether it's with rules and procedures or, you know, just general functioning. And so my recommendation is that we move forward with researching it, coming up with a proposal to share with the town council, and pricing them out. Like, I don't really know that part, right? And until we even think it's something worth it, I'm not going to ask for bids on something, but pricing them out, seeing how they all talk to each other. And the reason and the goal of it is so we are transparent and we're well-informed, and that we are not losing momentum and information that we've gathered and starting over all the time. Okay. And I don't know if there needs to be a motion, because it's not spending any money. It's just, I mean, I guess it is spending Jessica's time money, but I don't believe there needs to be a motion. It's just saying that we want more information on this, or people are like, nope, I'm happy with the way it is and don't waste your time.
Please don't vote that.
I think it's worth checking into.
Yeah, check into it. I think
it's worth checking into, for sure.
Yeah. Thanks, Elizabeth.
Yeah.
Okay. July checks issued. The only thing, I don't have any questions on it. The only thing I really asked Jess to look into was the water bill, because we had the same thing last year. And it's just like a skyrocketed. And I know it's been hot, but I don't know. We need to check into it.
That's a lot of water. Okay. I can tell you that just from looking at the total.
Yeah, that's my question.
So could that be more than,
maybe it's, you know, Elizabeth, it's like almost $1,200.
So
okay. I'll do a little caveat. This is an example. Like, I let Judy and Jessica know that I had to be in Salt Lake tonight because I have something at 7 a.m. up here tomorrow. But like documents like this, I'd have access if we had them posted.
Okay, go ahead, Jim.
Which one of these was the we paid the most on? Because I know the cemetery, there's no water on that one.
I don't know the difference in them.
Okay.
I mean, I can pull. She definitely differentiates, and they're different prices, okay, and okay. I can pull. Yeah, but I don't actually know.
Okay. Because if it's just one of them or two of them that we're going, so
I almost feel like it's here.
It's the fire department and the park.
No. Yeah, and see, the other two are fine.
And the fire department. So the way that the meters are up out there, the first meter just runs just this building.
Okay.
The fire department meter runs all of the landscaping, everything like that, and the fire department for that one, and then the park itself. It's just the park.
Yeah.
So I don't know. I know that's a lot of money.
what you report next month.
I'll come back and get Jason.
Okay. And then we'll look, because what I told Judy too is the biggest way is to pull last year's and just to see, you know.
I can tell you they were high last year. Because that was an issue we had last year too, wondering.
Yeah, so maybe it's just something
being quite that high.
No, because that's like,
yeah.
I'm gonna almost guess almost 400,000 gallons or 500,000 gallons over what we're supposed to be using. Just guessing by just looking at the total of it.
Okay. Well, I appreciate it if you do that, Jim.
Yeah, I'll look into it.
Anything else?
Well, all the pole patch, I did get that. That's for the subdivision, so I can fix the big old potholes in the subdivision up there. So
okay.
That's what that was for.
All right.
And maybe this, sorry, I'm just going to state this. My next thing, so you guys will see, like a lot of this is, so this is all just coming out of the checking account. This is what this is for, and you'll see like, even at like the mountain land supply, that's really road C money. But as I've just been doing this, I've just been paying it. And then I'll get together either with you or the new treasurer who comes in and we'll actually like gather those funds and then transfer the way that it's supposed to. So that it would come out of the road BNC money. So right now it's just coming out of the checking
general account. General fund, yeah.
So just as I kind of got my bearings.
Okay, the transfer to debit card, was that just the, what did that?
Pay? Oh yeah, so the transfer to the debit card is so that we have it, so it's like the prepaid card. And yeah, so it's like the, so the account doesn't actually have a debit card like connected to the checking account, but like I had to catch up the, what's the website called? The Info West. The Info West, and they wanted a payment with the card over the phone because it hadn't been paid in 3 months because the email hasn't been working and they've been sending the invoices to the email.
Okay, that's okay.
Uh-huh. So a couple of those things. So it's just the prepaid amount to be able to pay those. And actually, I keep track of those too. I just never printed it off. It has its own spreadsheet that I could also provide.
Yeah. And that Express card works really, really good.
Yeah. Yeah. So, and that's, we use that for more too. Like, so instead of like we, Judy and I went over when we were doing switching over the banking stuff and like we needed a new vacuum and some supplies. We just took the debit card to the store instead of having to like we pay for it, then get reimbursed, but it has such a small amount. So if anyone had access to it, it wouldn't affect the checking. Yeah. Because it's not actually connected to the checking. So it's just like a prepaid debit.
Yeah. All right. If you're all good with this, I'll entertain a motion to pass the check.
Yes, I make a motion to accept the checks at the July 6th.
Okay, all in favor?
Gladys, yes.
Give me this.
Judy, yes.
I'm not going to vote because I can't see it.
Oh, okay. All right. Text approved. Final public comments. We're open for comments now. Please try to keep them around 3 minutes.
Not around. Keep it around 3 minutes and I have the time.
You what?
Keep it at 3 minutes.
Oh,
no more than
three minutes. More than 3 minutes. Okay. Public comments are open.
I'm not seeing any Zoom hands yet. I don't know about your room.
Nicole just is coming up.
Hi, I'm Nicole. I just want
wait, to... Wait. Oh, is that green button on the
thing? Yeah.
Great.
Just make sure that we can hear you.
Is that good?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. I just wanted to make a comment just so it's on public record and I could express how I feel about the PED path. I just wanted to express that I am concerned about it and how it will affect my business during construction. And then also the completion and what the result will do to our parking, as well as my neighboring business, Hell's Backbone. I do want to express what does affect them does affect us as well. And that I do feel that it is a kind of I wouldn't want to say, I want to be careful with my wording, but I feel like we are being focused on and that it is going to affect us financially. And just you know, the comment of saying our town is doing well financially and we are in a good position, we need to remember why. And it's because we do have successful businesses here that do pay taxes. And in order for us to do that, we need to have support from our community and our town council members. And so I just ask that you guys take that into consideration, and that I was disappointed to hear that there wasn't support for a committee that could possibly have reached out to us and asked what our recommendations for it would be, or that could help us during the construction and the end result that that would look like. And then just one more comment. I see the main purpose of the ped path is because of safety, to address safety concerns of the town. I've never been asked personally what safety concerns I have as a parent or a business owner in this town. And I feel like it would be a good idea to reach out to community members about safety concerns and possibly where the ped path or a path could be moved that would help more so children get to school safely. I know when I drive to work in the mornings, I see kids on their bike riding in the middle of the highway. Maybe a pathway, a bike lane up there would be really beneficial to keep kids safe. And I think that community members have a lot to say about this, and it would be nice to have a committee to reach out to community members just to give opinions. I know we don't make decisions. That's why we elect you guys, and I respect your work and your job and your time you guys do put forth here. But I do have a lot to say and would like their opinions. Thank you.
Thank you. Anybody on Zoom?
And maybe I'll just say that. So I have
something to say.
Wait, really fast, Peg. I just want to make sure. So for anyone on Zoom, to be able to have it in the public comment and to be heard, you do need to be able to like raise your hand, say the comment. We won't be reading them out of the chat, just for the time's sake of the meeting. And the same thing with Robert's rules. We are not required to read them, so raise your hand and we'll have the comment. That way, we will not be reading them out of the chat.
Okay. Actually, I can't raise my hand since I'm a co-host, so it doesn't show up as that. So I have to just break in here and talk. One thing, going back to the PED path and the active transportation committee discussion that Elizabeth had, I know that the county just last week put out a request for qualifications for a consultant to help develop a countywide transportation master plan and active transportation plan. And I'm thinking if the county is starting to take this on as a overall multi-community sort of focus, it would be in Boulder's best interest to probably have that committee so that we can have people that are knowledgeable and working on our own plan and can feed that information into the county when they get going on theirs. So that's just something I think the town should be aware of when they consider this committee, that it could have that function as well.
Thanks, Peg. And I think, so Tina actually had her hand up first originally, like through her video.
Thanks. I really appreciate this. I also saw the town or the county plan option for an all master plan for transportation. And I really feel like the town needs to do this. We don't need to do it ad hoc. We need to do it full on. And if this pathway is part of our master plan, great. But let's talk about what our master plan is, because this started, in my opinion, after the last, was it a special meeting? I can't remember when the UDOT came to talk. It felt not as a community plan, but as a plan that came about because of just a few of the council members being a part of it. So, I mean, I've already talked about this before in comments, but that's inappropriate. It needs to be a community plan. And if it's not a community plan, where are we going from here? So I sound angry, but sorry. The other issue was an engineer. And I just want you to know that the Planning Commission is talking about this as well, because it is part of our ordinances as far as an engineer. And it is also a part of the burden of our community to have an engineer. And it is brought, has been brought to our attention that an engineer, whoever that is, should be giving the a acknowledgement of what our standards are. Therefore, having two engineers is inappropriate in making it reasonable for our public. If the town has an engineer and the person who wants to do something has an engineer, then, you know, it's an, it's a double duty thing that maybe we probably should consider whether that's really appropriate. Let's see, there's my notes. I really appreciate that Elizabeth has requested that there be a community effort on transportation plan, and I want the town council to consider that more specifically. I'm very grateful that the Robert's Rules thing will probably include not only the plan or the town council, but also the Planning Commission, because we all work together. And as far as the park committee, I think it includes all of the committees, but I really do need to say that volunteers are a very important part of this community. It's always been important. When I first started to look at volunteers in this community, 75% of us were volunteers of this community. And that included the Planning Commission and also the town council. But 75% of us is a lot more than the town council and the Planning Commission. So I just want to make a point that if you have people who are willing to commit time as volunteers to this community, the respect needs to be very acknowledged. And I acknowledge the group that did the 4th of July this last time. That was really amazing. I was impressed. But there were a lot of volunteers beforehand also that have been in part of that. And I really think it's very important that we always respect our volunteers. And if a group of people, I'm thinking mostly of the tree committee, because I'm involved in the tree committee.
Yeah, I'm just gonna remind you, it's been quite a few, it's been over 3 minutes for a little while.
Okay, sorry, I'll stop there, thank you.
Jennifer, I think you're good to.
Hi, yeah, this is Jennifer Geerlings. Thank you for letting me speak, and thank you for all of your time you're putting in. Thank you, Elizabeth, for the time that you put in for the proposal. I wanted to just also say I really supported both Peg and Tina's comment about the master plan and some of the things that are going on and why it's important for us to have that. But as it relates to the tree, the proposal that Elizabeth had put forward, I was just really struck by how the town council, and I think wisely so, they looked at the tree cutting thing, the invoice that you had there. And here it is, you know, you all decided, Elizabeth made the point, you know, we really don't have enough information there. It says this kind of vague stuff. I think we should stand back. I think we need to gather some more information. And you all basically nodded your head. Yeah, that's, you're going to do that. You're going to stop and you're going to wait until you have more information. And that's a that's exactly what we're asking, or what I feel like should you should be asking about this proposal and what is being asked. And here is the tree cutting that's being done along the Burr Trail or whatever. It's a much, you know, a minor issue, and you're willing to wait. Now we've got a much bigger issue that has a great, much more impact on the community. And it feels like we're not giving enough attention to how important it is for us to do this right. And back to Tina's comment about the sort of ad hoc nature, there is Nicole as a business owner who's expressing her concern as a business owner who adds, you know, all the businesses add a lot to the tax base and to the community. And the idea that they haven't been engaged in what this is about, they don't feel, I mean, Nicole is expressing how, you know, nobody's asked me, and here she's got a business is going to be severely impacted. She's expressing that she doesn't feel she's had a voice in this. At least that's what I heard. That's what I heard in her comments. So to me, that is a good example of how this has got, I feel, has too much of an ad hoc put together sort of feeling to it. And this needs a lot more discussion, needs more involvement in the community. And so I would really hope that the town council would just spend a little more time thinking about the importance of what this proposal is going to do for the town and for the community. And so that's all. And thank you very much. And I look forward to talking to you individually because I appreciate, Gladys, that you would reach out and say, please call me, and I will. And thank you very much.
Thank you. Nancy has her hand up. She can go ahead.
Hi. I want to echo what's been said by many of the previous speakers. I think, thank you, Elizabeth, for thinking through this about how to gain some community input, because I think what the council is hearing is the community really wants to have input. They have a lot of differing opinions, and there's not a clear way to try to provide those. And my suggestion, I think what Elizabeth outlined was very comprehensive and ambitious, perhaps, and maybe focus, you know, provide a committee, a community committee that would focus specifically on gathering some of the interests, priorities, perceptions of needs for active transportation and paths. And do it in a shorter time frame. Do it by the end of the year. Provide some recommendations to the Planning Commission, and then have the Planning Commission make some recommendations to the Town Council. It is a process. It's a way to get questions answered, and it's a way to get different perspectives that I think would be really valuable to the Town Council. So thank you for the opportunity to speak, and thank you for all the work you do, the incredible agendas that you have every month, and what you have to do as volunteers for our town.
Thank you, Nancy.
I had one other thing that I think Jabe's not on the call anymore, I don't think, but he did make a comment about wanting regarding the tree trimming along the Burr Trail.
And I can take that chat and I'll send it on to the council.
Okay, fine.
Let's see. I have a comment.
This is Blake Spaulding, owner of Pulse Backbone Grill and Farms, in business now for 24 seasons. I don't even really know what to say. Like, I just don't feel heard or seen. I think there's kind of like an intense irony for me and Jen that there's like nostalgia for the 20 years we did of ice cream social and talent show that was entirely volunteer, along with Susan Heaton and Dave Mock. We paid for that. It was an offering to the town. No one's ever asked us why we didn't want to do it anymore. And it's painful. And it's because we don't really feel very appreciated by the town. We've hired so many people in this town have worked for us and started businesses with our help, have come up through our business and done their own thing. I really wish that I could have 1 minute for everyone who still lives in this town who worked for us to talk about why this path feels harmful to us. it's not about the parking necessarily. It's just that we're stakeholders. Dave Mock owns the largest portion that will be affected, and his concerns aren't being addressed. I know I have 3 minutes. I just want to say, like, I feel a lot of like contempt from the council and disrespect. And I am less concerned about parking, and I'm more concerned about 90 days of construction during what will inevitably be the height of our season and what the heck my employees are supposed to do. People who also work in your schools, people who also work in other places in town, people who volunteer. And so, like, it'd be really cool if we could do this committee, this thing. When I saw it, someone sent it to me and I took like a really deep breath. And, you know, if we start this in October of 2024, that is maximum pain around how blocked Nicole and mine and Dave's driveways are going to be. And sure, you can access it from the Bird Trail. Really? Is that how that's going to work for Nicole? And, you know, culverts, I mean, the storm yesterday, I took a video of it. My yard flash flooded. Anyway, I just am feeling really disappointed, extremely sad, and kind of grim, and like really woefully underrepresented and underheard. And I would love to talk to any of you, but nobody's reached out to us. I've asked again and again for answers. I asked Judy maybe in February, and I will end with this. What's the percentage that the tourism-based businesses contribute to the town budget? You said you had no idea. Steve Cox offered some info. I would like that presented quarterly in the town meetings, and I've said that before. We deserve to have our contributions recognized. Thank you.
I have a couple that people emailed me that wrote that said they, I told them if they put in writing, they can't attend. So this one is from Morgan Reedy. I'm writing to extend my support around assembling a committee to thoughtfully consider the sidewalk project and the impact on the landscape, businesses, and community. Big projects such as this deserve community input to guide them toward long-term support and success. I'm happy to serve on such a committee if called upon. The second one was from, let's see, it's longer, so I'm setting myself a timer, so I'll get as far into it as I can. This one's from Lisa Varga and Keith Watts. It's dated May 4th, 2023. I believe they sent it to all of us when the town email wasn't going on, and then it was told that it would be redistributed, and it wasn't. Thank you for this opportunity to comment on your proposed upgrade on Boulders Town Pathway System. We are opposed to the project that you have described. We do not feel that a section of concrete sidewalk between the town park and the Bird Trail corner is the most beneficial use of these funds. We would like to point out that the current pathway is not dirt as stated in the application. It is a graded gravel pathway. As regular users of the area, we have never noted an erosion problem. These stated concerns in your application seem misleading. There's not a single concrete sidewalk along a road that we can think of in Boulder. Our town is rural, and our parks, gravel pathways are effective and are a part of Boulder's small town charm. Running the proposed path to the government yard and ending it there is a path to nowhere. Parking along Highway 12 and the pathway are not mutually exclusive. We think a far better use of UDOT funding would be to expand the current gravel trails to include and link the Anasazi Museum and the Hills and Hollows commercial area. Connecting these areas along Highway 12 would be a great asset to our town and would do much more to increase pedestrian safety along the highway. Thank you, Lisa Varga, Keith Watts. Those are the two that I was asked to share.
Go ahead, Jim.
This is Jennifer Bach, and I'm just gonna comment on the pedestrian pathway as well. So making a statement such as Boulder is going to change, whether you like it or not, is pretty dismissive. And we have the ability to control how we change Boulder, how Boulder does change. And it's important to consider that the path doesn't have to be 8 feet wide in concrete to be ADA accessible. It's also important to consider that we got the money based on the idea that Governor Cox put out the idea that the whole street's going to be connected through these pedestrian and bicycle pathways. That's big change. Are we wanting that? Do we want that here? Are we inviting it just because that's been said? This is why we have town government, is the ability to shape how things are, decide what we want as a town. But I don't feel like the town was really consulted ahead of time. So I feel like having the committee helps the town have a voice, what the consensus of the town would be, and how we want to shape the change of Boulder. That said, I did make a note, and I don't know if I'm correct, but it's possible that we have to submit the amended request by October 1st, possibly. So you might check into that. I don't know if that's true, because it might be next year. I'm not sure. But it said something about spring and fall. But anyway, I just think it's important to consider that we have the ability to control how things change, and it's scary to lay down and just let the change steamroll the town.
Thank you.
Your crickets.
Better? Okay. All right. Public comments are closed. Up and coming business for September.
So the biggest thing is that employee discussion, the job description hours that have been in pay. So that is in for September. And then
a presentation on exactly what the tree bid would be for, you know, like including a map or description, some kind of thing, so we know exactly what the parameters are.
On the tree. And
the website, agenda, minutes, like the board organizational presentation.
We were going to talk about the bylaws in September.
Bylaws
For the town. We were going to have Nancy take a look at our bylaws to see if they were up to standard. Okay.
And I think when we originally put on the September job descriptions hours, we said that we wanted to review and just check in on the bylaws. We talked about it back then.
If we don't have a real long agenda, let's think about them. We talked about signs.
Yeah, okay.
What did you say, Gladys?
If we don't have a real long agenda, we'll talk about signs. You know, we talked about quality of putting in for some grants.
Continue the conversation on committees, and I'm okay if it's like a broad, I mean, obviously we had already said that we're going to put the park committee charter back on after it's been reviewed by the park committee in public, but I think it's important, even just as a separate thing and kind of getting it like out of any specific thing, whether it's trees, park, ped path, like and kind of going back to the 4th of July and seeing how valuable committees are, and to remind us that like having a discussion about the difference between a task committee like the 4th of July committee and an advisory committee, and that they're not telling us what to do. They're advising us by providing information. We as a town council and the planning commission, as the planning commission members, they get to vote and decide if anything is, but that to recognize and have a kind of a bigger discussion on the value of volunteers in this community and the value of committees, because we as a volunteer town council that have other jobs and lives cannot put the time and effort into all of these things. And our agendas can be streamlined by giving this work out to people that are in our community that have the time, effort, energy, and passion for the various things. And it's not necessarily that a committee is for opinion. It's the committee is an advisory committee is searching out factual information, right? And just to use examples like the tree committee, it's their responsibility to find the arborist who's the expert in that to give them the advice, right? And if we were having a committee on, oh my goodness, I have no idea. I'm trying to pick something that's nothing real that we're doing because I don't want a topic that hits buttons, but just that it's to gather information. It's people that have time and effort and energy. And we rely, I mean, you look at our fire department is volunteers. Hopefully we can get some people to volunteer to be EMTs again. And we rely on that. And, you know, even looking at it, you know, talking to Jessica, I mean, she just keeps, when I say things, you know, it's like, her plate is full and she's one of the few paid staff for the town council, right? And so we need to use that. And so I like it that we continue talking about committees and it as a broad thing, and that we as a town council work on creating like a maybe a more simple template for a committee charter. So we kind of have a place to go, like this is the template for task committees and this is for an advisory committee, and that we use them as we need to do our work. And to recognize, and I will keep saying, I know it's like the commit, I mean, like, we don't say that you have to live in the town boundaries to be a volunteer firefighter or a volunteer EMT. And these are not people that are voting on anything. These are people that are doing work for us to provide information, to run our library, to help us. And we're stronger together as an entire greater Boulder community.
Okay, thanks, Elizabeth. All right. Is that it for September?
John Verath, Planning Commission member. Depending on what happens at our meeting tomorrow night, you may have one, two, or possibly three ordinances coming from planning with recommendations to the town council.
Okay. In September.
Oh, yeah. And so that would, thanks, John. I forgot about that. We also need to make sure that we have on the agenda both as a public agenda item and as an executive session is the vacant town council seat. If we want to keep talking about the active transportation group charter committee, that can be on there, but I don't know the consensus of the rest of the town council. And then we did say that between now and our next regular meeting in September that we need to have a special meeting to discuss the ped path specifically. That's upcoming business. And then the upcoming business on Robert's rules is that we'll move forward with a training outside as a special work meeting.
Correct. All right. Very good.
And I think, it's a lot of business. And unless we start meeting twice or four times a month, we got to get more work done.
All right. Well, that takes care of it. I'll entertain a motion to adjourn.
I'll make a motion to adjourn.
I'll second it.
All in favor?
Gladys, yes.
Jim, yes.
Judy, yes.
Elizabeth, yes.
Okay. Meeting adjourned.